The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
All right, listen up.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody, go back to work.
It's Tuesday.
Beautiful.
Now,
can we all please get back to work?
I'll say that again.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That's real life. It's a fake test that dates back to the mid-80s and has been circulating online since the 90s. Apparently, it's supposed to be funny, but they're in Mobile, Alabama, and it's actually really, really racist.
Really, really racist.
Like how racist?
Can't play that.
You know what? Move
that's,
on.
That's a reporter. Did you really?
I dumped the whole thing.
And it's probably smart. So you guys know.
Just move on.
Dex just aired part of the question and we dumped it.
That's not it.
You will not hear it. It won't be on the podcast. And
come
it didn't
on! Right.
No.
Hey, let's talk. More work.
Would you like some more coffee?
I don't want to cause a stampede
or a revolt, but we don't have any coffee.
Is any of this going to be on there?
That's the question. Okay, so if you're just joining us, the last 40 seconds of my life didn't happen, and I don't know where to start.
Warning, the following show features stunts performed either by professionals or under the supervision of professionals. Accordingly, producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any stunt or activity performed on the show.
This is the beginning of the show. It's the fun time. We're ready to go.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
Showtime.
Good morning. How you doing?
Morning.
Oh, hi.
Wakey. Hello?
Oh, wakey, wakey. Eggs and bacon.
Guys, 31 years ago in 1985, The Goonies hit theaters.
Oh, my God.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Which one was that one?
It was like the Monster Squad, but better.
Yes, but better. I love the Monster Squad. I cry every time Frankenstein dies. Wait, spoiler alert!
Good morning, Starmy. Welcome to New Music Tuesday.
Hey, Dex.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Steve-O.
Hey, buddy.
505-338-3700.
Hey, ghost over there.
Hey, what?
There's a dead girl in the corner.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not...
Whoa. I don't think that's okay.
Oh, she turned the lights off.
Oh,
it's
no.
Weird.
Oh, man.
Why today? Ghost?
Is that a lady over there?
Okay.
Stop it with... Okay. Stop it, ghost. Just stop it.
How dare you? She's a nice lady!
Okay.
She's not, neither. Or she used to be. I don't know if she is now. It's possible to know.
606.
Hi to David.
Oh.
Let me see.
Guys, I was playing Clash.
Lucky I didn't have any Ronchetti.
It's 94,
I don't have any Ronchetti.
Dude, it's 94, and that's the lowest for the rest of the week. Tomorrow's going to be 97. Thursday, 96. Friday, also 97.
No!
Yeah.
No!
It's going to hit almost 100 the rest of the week. FYI.
I'm not ready for this.
Y'all ready for this?
No, I'm not. Stay inside. Don't go outside. You'll die. Too hot, man. Can't do anything with my kids. Because it's too hot.
I know. They just want to hang out with you at the worst part of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I don't know.
In the meantime, let it go.
We got a big show planned for you guys this morning.
Huge.
Huge show.
Huge.
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 Of course, it's not only the day the Goonies hit theaters back in 1985 on this day, but Daniel Boone back in 1796.
Mm-hmm.
He started to explore Kentucky.
Yep, I was there.
Never been to Kentucky.
It's a nice place.
Not much going on there or what?
Very hilly. Hilly and green. Not a lot going on, you're right.
Okay. Daniel Boone.
You'd love it.
Good guy. Now I need mountains. I'm not a hill guy.
Well, it's very big hills. It's not like here.
I need big mountains.
Rolling hills.
I grew up in the Big Sky country.
The mountains here are way bigger, but the hills, I don't know. It's different because there are trees.
I've seen Justified. I kind of know what it's like.
Okay.
That was filmed in Kentucky,
right? That takes place in Kentucky,
it does.
Supposedly.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. It might be similar.
Yeah, it was hilly.
You're hilly.
Doesn't Outsiders take place in Kentucky?
Probably in eastern Kentucky.
I don't know if it's filmed there.
Yeah,
I think it is Kentucky, though. That's
Kentucky
a pretty big
Sheridan.
Mountain. That's a big mountain.
Oh.
Can you?
Huh?
Kentucky Sheridan.
I thought that was funny.
I can't hear you. What?
Kentucky Sheridan.
Okay.
Just please, it's disrespectful to just have it hanging out like some kind of slob. Look, this is Kentucky. That's the Appalachian Mountains.
That's beautiful.
Weird. It says they film in Outsiders films in Pittsburgh.
Oh. Pfft.
But it's supposed to be in Blackburg, Crockett County, Kentucky.
Blackburg, Crockett County.
Very similar.
See, Daniel Boone was Davy Crockett's buddy.
Yeah, he was.
They used to go conquer the wilderness. They had explored the frontier together.
They started out in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Did they?
I don't even know what to believe anymore.
I don't know.
I'm so mad.
Boone.
I'm watching this great documentary, Outsiders, and turns out Shea Mountain is filmed in Pittsburgh and not even in Kentucky. How am I supposed to live?
You don't. You don't live.
The Farrells are a lie.
Yeah.
Let me look up a little more information
of
on
Appalachia.
Our,
yeah, look at
our friend Daniel Boone.
Right
there he is.
Oh,
over
look at him. He's a handsome guy.
There he is. Over he is.
Wearing a wig and everything.
He was born.
Gosh, I wish we still wore wigs.
He was born in Pennsylvania Colony. He didn't start out in.
Missouri. That's right next to Mississippi.
He's resting in Frankfort, Kentucky, though. You know what? If we had a map out, both of you would probably point.
You already know. I didn't know where Mississippi was. I had no idea. I know it's long ways.
That's it. No, it's not.
It's
no, that's Tennessee. Huh? Oh. I learned that. It's this way next to Louisiana.
Oh.
Yes.
And what else?
Wait.
What else?
On the other side?
No, on that side.
Wait, what?
Uh-oh.
Florida. Florida. No.
Twist.
Dumb. Wait, I thought Louisiana was this way. Whoa. Is it not?
Louisiana is very small.
It's this way? Oh, and there's two.
Mm-hmm.
Louisiana's on the coast, and then above it is Alabama.
Nope.
Arkansas.
Yes.
Dang it!
Arkansas.
I don't know our map at all, guys. I really don't.
Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina. Florida,
that's what I meant. You said, what's it next to also? And I said, Alabama.
You said on the other side. Roll the tape back.
Roll it back. Guys, it's New Music Tuesday.
Roll it back, Doug.
But at least I knew it was touching Alabama.
You need to quit knowing about things touching other things.
Yeah. Alabama whirly.
New Music Tuesday. We need your guys' help.
Yeah, we do.
Ba-boom. We're going to play some new music for you. You contact us by texting into the show. What's that number, Steve-O?
585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483.
Or you can hit us up on our social sites, facebook.com/star88FM. What are we going to listen to right now,
Taylor? This is a brand new single from Kurt Anderson. This is Daniel Davidson's favorite guy that we
Boom.
Play.
Boom.
He loved that last song. That last song was called Heartbeat or Keeps Beating. That's what it was.
Heart
Keeps
Beating. Keeps
Beating
Faster.
And he loved it. And so now I was like, Daniel, I'm delivering the goods straight up to you since you love dancey pop music. Here's the latest from Kurt Anderson called Every Moment.
Sweet.
Tell us what you think about it. New Music Tuesday on Star 88. Open up the skies, show me who you are. Kurt Anderson. Every Moment.
Kurt Anderson. Guys, I'm serious.
What'd you think? New Music Tuesday.
It was a poor song.
I don't want to say anything.
It sounded really thin.
Pretty thin.
They took all the low end out. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, you need some bass when you're gonna.
If it's a dance song, you want some. I wonder if it was just
a bad
mix.
A little dubstep in there.
Dubstep.
Mm.
Man, dubstep is dead, right?
Is it dead?
I haven't heard dubstep at all.
Right. Good. That's a good thing. Yeah. You should be happy about that.
Dubstep was not my favorite.
It was Chrissy's favorite.
It really was. She was like, dude, I really need more of that dubstep. And we're like, well, I mean, we can get you some at the market if you want. But like,
at the market.
Yeah, at the dubstep market.
Yeah.
It's organic.
You know, yeah.
Starmy, what did you think of Kurt Anderson? Be honest. Tell us what you think, because that's how we decide whether or not we're going to add it to the playlist.
Yeah, well, we need to know. But so far, nobody's commented. No, I don't think anybody's awake.
It's early.
It's definitely early.
You can text us at 585-LIVE as well.
Here we go. We got a couple comments. Starts off real poppy, and then it turns into a techno remix. Not from me.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Thieb says, you know that old word for happy?
Yeah.
Mm.
What?
It's funny, Thieb's. I get it.
Oh, got it. Wow. I really didn't get it. Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Oh. Good morning.
Rude. Good morning.
Oh, somebody on the live line said they liked it.
What?
Yes.
Yes, I like this, they say.
We can't trust you.
Welcome to the show on this New Music Tuesday, 6/16.
High today of 94 degrees.
Yeah, toasty.
I hate everything about that.
Big show today. Big show, big show. We will talk about Google's new computer.
Yeah?
Apparently it writes its own music.
Nice.
That's cool.
The first song ever composed by a computer. We got it.
Pretty cool, y'all. Pretty cool.
We also have James Mead from Cutlass on the show this morning.
That's going to be awesome.
What's he up to?
You know, just playing shows in the Ukraine and changing lives with new music that we're going to premiere today. And still being in Cutlass.
That's right.
Cutlass.
He's doing lots of neat stuff.
He really is.
9 o'clock hour, we'll talk to James.
We're also premiering the brand new Cutlass song today.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Which isn't as bad as you might guess.
Okay.
And it's probably because James wrote it. It's his song.
It very well could be.
Mm.
Yeah. Quite true.
Quite.
Mm-hmm.
John Oliver.
Who?
He broke Cooper's record.
He did! Gosh, this is a great conversation today. I'm excited.
We'll talk about that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And a four-year-old explains why he never wants to get married.
Amen.
Cute little four-year-old.
Yeah, he's pretty adorbs, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Ted's darbs.
He didn't jump into a gorilla cage, no. He just wanted to explain why he never wants to get married. And we got an update on the mom, the parents of that four-year-old that jumped in the gorilla cage.
Mm-hmm.
Will they be charged?
Dun-dun.
I got words, but I won't say them.
I sure hope not.
Wait, do you hope they won't be charged or he won't say his words?
I hope they won't be charged.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I was going to say, he probably will say those words.
I'm going to say the words.
And some very sad MMA news.
Oh, gosh, dude. Yeah.
Kimbo Slice has died at the age of 42. If you don't know who Kimbo Slice was.
I didn't know last night when you guys texted that.
You didn't know who Kimbo Slice was?
I had heard the name.
Yeah, Kimbo Slice, he got really popular on YouTube because he was known as a street fighter.
Oh.
So there's these YouTube videos of Kimbo Slice
out in
the street, bare knuckle fighting, and he's got, he almost looks like Mr. T, and he's got this big old beard. And he's ripped, and he's just laying fools down on the street, man. They're just
fools?
Hitting.
You like
they're hitting pavement, man.
You like watching those fight videos.
Sometimes.
You do.
So that's how he got famous, because he was just knocking people out.
Right.
And so he actually made it on The Ultimate Fighter.
Nice.
Made it into the UFC, and had a short career.
Yeah.
He really didn't do all that well in the UFC.
It was pretty bad because he's a brawler, and once people with any form of strategy whatsoever got around him, they just went, okay, I'm just going to go.
And when he started in the UFC, he was in his 30s. Mm. So that's old for a fighter.
Yeah, but that's young for a death.
Yeah.
What, it was a heart attack?
Well, they don't know for sure. A lot of people were saying that it was a heart attack, but they haven't released anything just yet. His real name, Kevin Ferguson.
Not he was as taken, intimidating as Kimbo
no,
Slice.
It's not. He was taken to the hospital near his home in Florida. It was last night. Details still thin on how the fighter died.
That's sad.
There was no police investigation of the incident, and it was a medical issue.
Mm-hmm.
I guess before his death, he had been scheduled to fight James Thompson in London on July 16th, so he was still fighting.
It's my birthday.
Yeah. They say he was a friendly, gentle giant, a devoted family man. I interviewed him years ago. Really solid guy. Really nice. But old. Just old for a fighter.
Beautiful.
Well, yeah.
Ancient.
Beautiful.
And a lot of people think that his beard was
Made out of horse hair.
Powers.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how he was able to take down people. Was because of that beard.
He died, man!
Well.
He did die. He's right about that. Like you sent me the article last night. I don't know.
Gosh.
It was a wake-up call for me when I got this news.
Honestly, man, it was crazy. 42!
It made me think. It was like, well, Dex is next.
I gotta hang up my Street Fighter gloves, man.
Man.
No more!
Oh. There's your heart again,
I'm calling it quits in Fight Club, man. No more. Can't do it.
How is that Fight Club going?
I mean, it's all right. The first time,
man,
it was
just
me.
You're not supposed to
me.
Talk about it.
It's right. True. Well, I mean,
like rule number
it was
one
literally,
and two.
Well, I make the rules because it was just me the first week. So when I called the meeting to order and it was just me, I just started making up a bunch of rules.
That's true.
Because nobody was there to like refute it. Wow. So then the second week, there was three people there because I Craigslisted it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, but it was cool. We just talked comics and like hung out.
That's not a fight club.
I called it Fight Club. That's how I got friends.
How old is Prince? Well, how old would have?
Come on, man,
dude, you are on a roll this morning.
He would have been
Kimbo
52.
Slice Powers in his beard.
52,
right? Or is it 51? I don't know.
What do you think, Steve-O?
Oh gosh,
Prince would have been how old today?
I thought I was older than that. I thought he was like 55 or 6 when he died.
Was.
I don't know. How old?
58 today.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have to die! He didn't have to.
He was on those
opioids. I mean, everybody has to die.
Well, he didn't have to die right now.
The Bible says it's appointed for man to die once. And after that comes the judgment. Are you ready?
I'm ready, man. I am so ready.
That's good.
Just my heart is not good, guys.
No, well, I mean, you mean physically your heart's not good? Because if your heart's not good spiritually, then you're not ready.
That's true. Mick Foley.
Dude.
Hang on, I just wanted to... It's 626. We're already talking about...
Is 626 on your phone?
Eternity. No, it's on this computer.
Oh. Which one is late?
Oh, you know what? This one is early, so it's 620...
Mine says 626.
623.
Yeah, 623 on my phone.
Mick Foley, how old?
50.
55.
51.
Oh! I got to meet him once.
Did you?
I lost my mind!
He lost his.
I was a huge fan of Mick Foley.
What was Mick doing when you...
Signing autographs.
Something weird with his sock.
No, actually, he was out here to basically... check out the Stanton Anna Star Center to see if maybe the WWE would be interested in having an event out here and also promoting his new book. This was years ago.
Mm. Yeah, he's a best-selling artist. Author.
Best-selling artist.
Author.
Best-selling.
He's also now a reality TV show star.
Is he?
Courtesy of the new WWE Network, him and his daughter have a reality TV show.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Been watching it?
No. Nope. Because I have all the time in the world for WWE reality TV
it's
like, shows.
It's his family.
Yeah.
But isn't his daughter, she's trying to be a wrestler.
She wants to be a wrestler. Yeah. Yeah.
But he's, I guess the script calls for him to try to keep her from it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is Liam Neeson today?
Timeless.
I say he's 58.
I say he's 56.
64.
Wow. He looks great.
Good morning. New Music Tuesday. We got another track for you guys to check out.
NMT, yeah!
Maybe you'll like it better than that first one.
Yeah, they got some Mez.
Ugh.
Ugh. We got a Mez all the way from Austria.
That's right.
Austria?
Even internationally Mez.
Internationally Mez.
When we come back, we'll check the roads, and Teo's got some headlines. Good morning.
I've got someone waiting for me when I'm gone.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today? Hillary Clinton is set to clinch the nomination, and she's already talking about trying to make peace with Bernie Sanders.
I'm going to do everything I can to reach out to try to unify the Democratic Party.
The U.S. Supreme Court lets a class action lawsuit against Google keep going.
The 2008 lawsuit accused Google of violating California's fair advertising laws because it misled advertisers about where the ads would be placed.
Playwright Peter Schaefer has died, known for hits including Equus and Amadeus, which was turned into an Oscar-winning movie.
The mother of the boy who fell into the gorilla enclosure and was dragged around by the primate will not be charged.
Third tropical storm, Colin, headed for Florida's Gulf Coast.
Could intensify a little bit further. We'll keep a close watch on it.
The worst flooding in three decades hits Paris. The Seine has burst its banks. An emergency fund is being set up for those who've lost everything.
High-level talks between the U.S. and China open in Beijing.
The annual conversations feature U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Do not allow old thinking.
Treasury Secretary Jack Lew and their Chinese counterparts.
Good morning.
What up, dog?
636.
High today of 94 degrees.
Traffic.
94!
Nothing. That's your look at traffic.
Good.
Traffic!
I ain't there to be things.
Dex Jeff wants there to Jeff be wrecks and stuff.
Jeff Chafe, everybody. Nah, I don't want wrecks. I just want to make sure that the thing's working.
It's working.
I don't want to be doing traffic if it's not working.
It works fine.
Okay.
Quit.
All right. Hey, man, if my wing's broken, I want it fixed. You know what I'm saying?
No.
My landing gear doesn't work. I want it to get fixed.
Your landing gear works fine. I can't help if you got too much cargo.
Good morning, everybody. New Music Tuesday. On a beautiful Tuesday, yes. Just beautiful. Just so hot here in the 505. Just so hot. Ugh. Any more, rain, thunderstorms? I kind of liked that the other day.
That was nice.
Anything happening, this week?
That was nice. I like that weather.
Hey, weatherman.
Hey, I got this.
Anything?
Yeah. I'm tracking.
You don't listen.
Tracking Tropical Storm Colin right now.
Thank you. You want to do weather from now on?
I got a lot on my
I've
plate.
I've got like
but I can
three different apps, man.
Well, hey. I was asking, and you weren't responding.
You guys were in the middle of a conversation.
I was asking you.
Is
there any rain? Any thunderstorms?
You were looking at him.
Any lightning that we need to be aware of? So we need to stay.
Dude,
inside.
Thunderstorms are wrecking everything this week. My son was supposed to play tonight in the semifinals for Paradise Hills Little League for the minor champions. No.
Canceled
well,
it, huh?
Good news.
No, they pushed back last night's game because of lightning and thunderstorms. So then they have to push back tonight's game to tomorrow night. And then, did I mention the state tournament is this weekend?
If the Weather Channel is correct, you won't have to worry about that for the rest of the week. But you will need to worry about how hot it's going to be.
That's a lie. I got chance of thunderstorms every day this week.
What's that chance? 10%, 15%.
Slight chance.
You never know.
That's all it says.
The weather's
slight. Yeah, you never know. So why are you asking me?
Well, if there's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
We got a 0% chance of rain today.
Really?
That's what it says.
No.
Right here.
That's a lie.
0% precipitation.
I wish I would have gotten Ron Ketty's forecast.
What channel is he on?
KRQE 13.
KRQE. We can fight about this all you want.
No.
You don't have to.
Here we go.
What is he
Mark's
saying?
Monday evening weather report.
I got a 0% chance of rain today.
What is he saying? Anything?
His stupid website won't load, I can tell you that much.
It's because so many people are logging in.
It's going to be sunny and very warm.
Cue it up.
There's a commercial. You have to wait.
How often do you visit this?
Almost every morning. This
it's
morning,
not a commercial.
I just didn't
get
it.
You're wrong. Look.
The morning that I need them, I didn't download.
It's already going.
How's that? It goes. There's a commercial that plays every morning.
It's because he knows I'm his enemy.
Come up with this is along the Raton Ridge.
I gotta
cool
say, it's working.
That?
Whatever
yeah,
you're
it
doing,
is.
It's working.
Well, I talked to Lindsay. I'm like, listen,
possible.
Yeah. So yesterday, I tried that on the old iPhone.
I kind of like their banter at the beginning. Could you go back to the beginning? Because I like their bantering. They're pretty funny.
I give up.
Number one, they're not funny.
Yeah, they are.
The only thing funny about him is that stupid tie he's wearing.
Okay, that's not nice.
Look at
his
it.
Wife got
is
him
is it Easter or is it late?
How do you know his wife got him that tie?
You I'm pretty what? Sure
it's
he wouldn't buy
anymore.
That tie.
It's not loading anymore. Their banter was so stupid the computer said I'm not going to load
broke.
It again.
Their banter broke the computer.
But you know what? It's time for a new music track anyway.
All right.
This is the latest from Core Captus. Now check this out. I got this early. I'm pretty stoked about it because they have started a podcast. And they said, hey, if you sign up for our podcast, then we'll send you our track early. And so I signed up for the podcast. Have a listen to it?
Nope.
But I got the song early.
Huh. We are supposed to have that guy on the show.
Whom?
The guy from Core Captus.
Who is it?
He's like friends with Joey.
Joey who?
Belleville.
Why hasn't Joey hooked it up?
They've hit me a blank.
So you're telling me this is a...
You're blowing him off?
You're blowing him off. That
I just don't
this
know
is you
him.
Ignoring
I don't
people
know
again.
Him.
I don't know a lot of people, but I don't blow him off.
I just realized when you said Core Captus, I'm like, oh yeah, that's Joe. Oh.
Oh. You were too busy getting the interview with the Real Housewife from New York.
Yeah, yeah
it was. That's what it was. Surfacing in 2014, Core Captus, which is Latin for heart capture, which was the name of their first single, has been a thrill ride for these guys. They've got a brand new album in the works. This is the first single from it. It's called Music Fades.
585 Live, you can text us. We want feedback. Or go to Star88FM on Facebook. Core Captus. New Music Tuesday. Core Captus.
Core Captus.
Yeah,
Music
dog!
Music Fades on New Music Tuesday. What do you think?
Man, I think I'm Neeston.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Mm.
I'm with you.
So here's the thing about Core Captus. Not only are they a band that apparently loves Coldplay, but they're also making a stance against human trafficking around the world and writing music not only to inspire folks, but hoping to initiate fans into actively spreading awareness and joining the fight against the rampant pandemic of global injustices like human trafficking.
That's wow. great.
So that's kind of what that podcast that it's called the Reverse Podcast, and they talk a lot about social justice issues and stuff like that, including human trafficking. And then, like Steve said, Joey Belleville and then our friend Dobson.
Yeah, Dave Dobson.
They are good friends with these dudes. They're in Nashville.
Not bad.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. A little slow at the beginning for me, but then it really picked up.
Rosie doesn't like it at all.
Well, Rosie.
Well, thanks for your opinion, Rosie.
Yeah, thanks for your opinion.
Yeah.
It's a free country still, so far.
Yeah, that's why we do this. That's
primaries
do
today,
it.
Guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get out and vote.
I got to find out where I need to go and vote.
Yeah, isn't it just anywhere? Can't you just go into like a local Walmart and
you
be
can
like,
come, you can come to my apartment Johnson. And vote. It's $20 to get in.
Yeah.
But you can vote at my apartment.
It okay. counts.
That's cool.
Beans is controlling the line.
$20, huh?
Man. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's exclusive, though. It's like just the high and mighty of the ABQ. They come vote at my apartment.
All the Westsiders?
No, it's everybody. Yeah. It's like East Mountains.
Yeah.
All the movers and shakers. The mayor. The governor.
Good morning.
Sheriffs.
More new music coming up, 7 o'clock hour. Want you guys' feedback. Hit us up on that live line, 585 Live. Way to text the show.
Yeah.
If you need anything, really, if you have a question, want to say hi, love reading your guys' text messages. 647.
High today of 94 degrees.
What you giggling about over there?
Hey, there's a traffic incident.
Uh-oh.
That's not what I was giggling at.
He was laughing at it. There's an accident and the shoulder is blocked. I-25 South at Comanche. Just happened, like 5 minutes ago. That's your look at traffic.
Off air, Teo was reminiscing about the fact that 2002 is back upon us again.
Musically, it is.
It's 14 years ago, and yet somehow...
Okay, let me give you the rundown.
Yeah.
Seosin put out a new record this year.
With their,
Thrice put out a new record this
singer?
Year. Yeah, with the original singer. Paramore tweeted a photo hanging out with Zach Farrow, who's the original drummer, one of the bros.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised, personally, if they put out another photo and the other brother is in the situation. I don't know what's anything, but I'm making a
Josh
guess.
Or...
Yeah. Making a guess here, but... I wouldn't be surprised. Yellow Card's putting out a new record. Blink-182's putting out a new record. Sum 41's putting out a new record
weird,
this
right?
year. It's crazy.
So with that in mind, I found something that we definitely have to talk about coming up because in mid-2000s, I was a new parent. And new parents are hilarious.
Why didn't we hang out more?
I don't know.
Because we needed a couple.
We seriously,
that had kids as well. And Leslie and I were so young when we had kids. That none of our friends wanted to really hang out with us
right.
because we had three kids.
We had a couple friends that were like, But I think because everybody worked in, I don't know, life, whatever. Because like Joey and Heidi, Joey Belleville and Heidi Belleville, they had Scraggles, Maggles, and Johnny B. They were like our friends with kids.
Man.
Back when we were new parents. Because when you have a first, if you're a first time parent, don't worry if you feel crazy. Because you do. Like, oh man, I was one of those crazy parents. And then I read what I read this morning and I felt sane. So coming up, we got to talk about this first time parent and the instructions he left for his baby.
Can I tell you guys about my gym journey right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can hold off on news.
I got to talk about this. Yeah, and this has nothing to do with the news, but okay, so for everybody that doesn't care, and for the three of you that do, Steve-O, Dex, and Dead Girl in the
corner. Also, Taking Back Sunday in the studio, sorry.
Yeah. How about that? There's a lot going on.
Thank you,
music stuff.
Live Line.
Brand New's putting out a new record.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so
probably their last one.
So the last time we talked about the gym had closed.
Desert Forge closed.
Yeah. So
that's the gym we all went to.
Teo and everybody else that went there are kind of
our whole gym. We're in like this crazy flux period right now. Yeah, limbo is a good way to put it. Jimbo. We're in Jimbo.
You're
right
in Jimbo.
Now. Man, that's a good one. Steve-O, where were you on that? That's like when you would have come up like a month ago.
It's too easy.
Jimbo, man.
It's too easy. That's a good one. Sometimes the easy ones are the best.
Hey, we'll unite together and say,
man, that's a good one.
You're in Jimbo. You guys are in
Jimbo.
We're
just in Jimbo. Until yesterday, it's Bear Canyon.
I got to say, that is pretty clever.
Thanks.
I'm still giggling about it. I'm just mad that I didn't say it first.
How's that working out for you?
The Jimbo?
Being in Jimbo.
That's from Fight Club.
Yeah,
you guys don't know.
I don't.
Anyway, Bear Canyon. It's like east.
Yeah, it's where I live.
East side. And man, I got to tell you guys, it's hard.
Wait, hold.
So
what do you mean hard?
Here's the rundown. At Desert Forge, you walked in and you did a warm-up and then you did strength. So we would lift like heavy weights and then we would do the workout of the day.
Yeah. Or WOD.
Right. Bear Canyon, they flip the script on you and you go in there and you warm up and then you do the workout and then later you do the strength. And then if you have time, you do extra credit.
Oh, wow.
And it was just like, whoa. And I thought, I was like, I'm probably just making this up in my head, but it seems like I've gone three times so far.
You've been going to the east side?
I have.
What the heck? Why won't you call me? I'd show up.
Dex.
It's right down the street.
You would not show up.
If it was right down the street, you going today?
No, I can't today.
Next time you go, I'll be there.
I can't because
I live right down the street.
I have to film something.
Yeah, we're filming something special.
Well, next time you go, you just tell me and I'll.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe tomorrow then. So the thing is, I really thought I was making it up in my head. I thought, okay, I want to blame this shift in the schedule, but I am completely wiped at the end. Like I'm winded.
Switched up your routine, man.
But then yesterday, one of the coaches, his name's Mark, and shout out to my friend Rebecca and Mark. Mark was like, no, dude, you're not making that up. Like that, it's harder for people coming from. They've noticed it, but then he said they've also seen like those people making that switch. A lot of growth, a lot of you know, like I guess gains.
Yeah.
Hashtag gains or whatever. But yeah, so man, I can't. It's so. It's number one. It's 4:30 in the afternoon, and it's hot as crap.
Ugh.
Outside.
Maybe I won't.
Sweating. Like nuts, you will sweat off 50 pounds when
you're outside.
Come with me there. No,
oh,
it's just so hot right now. It's in the 90s.
Do they have air conditioning in there?
They do, and it makes no difference, just zero difference. But I'm looking forward to that. We're opening a new gym later in the summer, but until then, I'm going to talk about Bear Canyon because it's beating my butt.
Yeah, well. Been looking for a place close to home.
Jimbo.
Your guys are in Jimbo right
now. Hashtag Jimbo.
So maybe I'll check this out. Sounds pretty intense, though.
Mm-hmm. You should check it out. It is right by your house.
Give you some free, do they have like a free week or something?
Yeah, actually. Okay. It's a few, it's, I think, I know the first time is free. So you'll have to come with me.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you're doing something.
Man.
You got to keep up,
I gotta keep up with it. I can't you know, you just get in the habit of doing stuff. That's been the hardest thing, is because I think we've all established a routine.
Oh yeah, when you break that, and that's what I was thinking when you started going to Bear Canyon and they switched it up. That's probably really good for your body.
Yeah.
Because your body gets adapted. It gets used to
muscle confusion and brain confusion.
Yeah.
And schedule confusion. It's Jimbo.
You're in Jimbo. But man, you're going to see some results.
I don't know, Dad.
You will.
I want you.
I can already see the results, man.
I want you to see results.
I can see it already.
Steve-O, I want you to see results.
I'm going to try.
Somebody said we better be filming Comics Corner. We're not.
We're not.
This is we're excited about it, actually, Steve-O and I. We got asked by the higher-ups to help out with a brief PSA for the new series.
Ooh.
That's going to be happening here at Calvary, Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Good. Well, big show, guys. New Music Tuesday continues. When we come back, Steve-O will talk about a babysitter.
Oh, parenting.
Guys, about ready to have your firstborn, huh? Might want to listen to what we have to say.
Yeah.
We're all three parents. We have wisdom. Some would say we do. Some would say no. Not so much. Also coming up, 9 o'clock hour, James Mead from Cutlass. Hang out with us.
Get out of bed. Let's get out of bed.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on this New Music Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
7:09.
High today of 94 degrees. Hold on just a quick sec. Chrissy, get that dog off my bed!
What?
Sorry, nothing. Just, you know.
Rocket not allowed on the bed?
Well, he's got a blanket on the end of the bed, but that is my pillow.
Let him stay.
Look at this.
Look at how comfy.
Look at that. On my pillow!
Good.
You know, he's just going to roll over.
Chrissy is fired from life because she constantly is the one telling me how the dog shouldn't be on the bed.
Yeah. Butt's going to be on the pillow in a second.
Gross, dude.
How are them roads out there, Tam?
Man, let me take a gander and let's see about it. They doing all right. Don't look at traffic.
It's New Music Tuesday. Before we get into our next music track, we want to wish somebody a very, very, very merry, merry, very, very, merry, very,
very merry
birthday. It's their birthday today. We've known this character for a few years now.
Are we going to dance? So I need to stand and stretch real quick. Let me stretch.
Get out of bed.
Oh, stretching for birthday dancing.
Our friend Shane, Hurricane Shane, is turning 42 years old.
Chuck D, you're right.
Chuck D here?
What are you doing with your headphones?
Did I sound like Chuck D?
Public enemy number one.
Babble, 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 babble.
Happy birthday, Shane.
He doesn't. He's over in SoPo, so he's not going to hear it.
That's true.
Maybe he's a podcaster.
No, he's not.
Man, I got dizzy right there.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just got an updated photo of my dog. He's now on the blanket on the edge of the bed.
That's why you need to come with me to the canyon.
I'm going.
You see how I changed it?
To the canyon. Kind of in Jimbo right now. So,
no, you're not in Jimbo. I'm in Jimbo.
Ever since the gym closed.
Oh, okay.
Jimbo. It's New Music Tuesday.
It is New Music Tuesday. And this is a track from Becca Shea. You're going to know this girl. She's the girl that ripped off Meghan Trainor.
Stop it.
She did. Everybody knows it. For nearly 10 years, R&B soul singer, songwriter Becca Shea has been steadily gaining momentum. But it wasn't until Meghan Trainor released her record last year when Becca Shea stumbled upon a new idea.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. She says, my prayer is that this project releases living hope into all who hear it, that in the midst of pain, suffering, chaos, and ruin, the Holy Spirit breathes into its listeners healing, comfort, peace, and remembrance. She's got a new record coming out this year called Mighty. It was funded on Kickstarter, collected $33,000 in just a few weeks. People love a throwback. Let's check it out. Tell us what you think at facebook.com/star88fm. This song's called Mighty.
Mighty. Yeah, he's so mighty. Becca Shea. Mighty.
Yeah.
Nimi's a Tuesday. 585 Live. You can text us. Let us know what you think. Also, facebook.com/star88fm.
So here's the deal. If we played It'll Be All Right or I'll Be All Right, which was her last single, you would definitely hear the ripoff factor that I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
There is a feel in this song that we're playing today, but I'll admit this one is a bit more original than that last
track.
I don't mind this one at all.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's still, I don't know.
That's all I'm going to say.
What are they saying about it?
Well, so far people are saying they definitely hear the comparison. Some person said this sounds like a Vacation Bible School song.
Oh, no.
And what could be the most searing millennial insult.
Yeah.
This sounds so basic. Ugh, Barry. You know, basic is, that's a mean thing to say.
That is a mean thing to say.
If you're under the age of, like, what, 35 and you call somebody basic, it's pretty rough. You're hitting them where it hurts.
Yeah. Deep in their soul.
Oh, it was pretty good.
Let's see. Thebe says, for someone that doesn't listen to Meghan Trainor, this is pretty fair. Not going to buy it, but it's catchy. Agree. Bill Peterson says, I love it. I love everything. He actually said no. Brandy C said, ugh, no, nope. When will it stop? I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, it was all right. I found myself moving a little bit.
If you guys want to hear the...
groove into
If you want to hear one that's pretty blatant, you need to look up I'll Be All Right by her, which was the last single she sent out. But again, this is coming from a new record that she recently got crowdfunded.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Mighty. It releases this year. And yeah, there it is.
One, two, three, four.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
717.
High today of 94 degrees. Don't even know what to think anymore.
There's a video of a 4-year-old kid explaining why he never wants to get married. It's making the rounds on the internet webs.
Why?
I don't want to be married. Are you kidding?
I thought you wanted to be a dad.
I would be scared.
Why?
Well, because I don't want to kiss anyone.
How come?
Well, if they kiss me, they sometimes do it with spit.
It's true.
So you don't like spit?
No.
No. Who does it with spit?
Well, some kids do it with spit. And I don't like it. Girls like Tiana.
They just called a girl out.
But I thought you wanted to be a daddy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, not married.
Smacking away.
I'm not gonna have a mom. I already have a mom.
But what about a wife?
I don't need a wife.
Yeah, it doesn't need one.
Stop exploiting your child for a funny video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Millions and millions.
Did you cut it off before he started explaining that the wife is the finest piece of property that a man can own?
Yeah, that's not.
I must have missed that part.
I can't believe you did that.
My bad.
As a feminist, I'm upset because that's vital information for our cause.
Yeah. You know, he's a little young man, 4 years old, has a lot of wisdom.
Which is why, I don't know.
If Brody, will you film Brody explaining if he wants to get married someday?
No, because he doesn't even know what that means. Because I don't push it upon
him. He's in love with Jaden.
Oh, dude. I did get a video because he was upset. He said, where's my girl?
You tell Brody stay away from my daughter.
Whoa. Whatever.
It's your fault.
She is all about him. Your wife's all. Hey, your wife was trying to take him home.
We already had a plan. Jack and Jaden are going to get married.
No, stop saying weird things.
Are they the same age?
Pretty much, yeah. 11 years old.
Jack's 12.
So is Jaden.
Yeah.
What?
I always forget my kids' birthdays.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, how old they are.
Johnny Danger's 26.
It's going to feel like that.
Yeah, I'm okay with Jaden marrying one of the Jeter boys.
No, no, no. They are 12 and 10 years old.
Her name is Jaden.
We gotta set them up now.
Oh gosh, that's the worst. Jaden Jeter, really?
Jaden Jeter.
Well, dude. we'll do the Toth lesson.
No, we will not. Okay, I quit. I
can
hate
you,
this.
Can you do Toth hyphen Jeter?
I will tell you right
Jaden
now.
Jaden Toth Jeter.
Really,
I'm so glad we're segging into this because coming up, I've got a new dad story where
let's
a guy,
do it. I want to do it now.
Oh, okay.
No,
that's why I went into the
I don't
boy.
Want to do it.
Let's do this.
No,
and I say this because when we were new parents, you know, we just had Jack, and he pops out, and he's got little blonde hair and blue eyes, and everyone was like, "Oh, he's gonna marry my daughter." You know what I mean? And I was like, "Well, no, he's one, and he's seriously not even gonna think about that for like 30 years because he's going to be better than me.
He better start thinking about it now.
Whoa. No.
He's got to think about college,
nope.
Marriage,
yes.
Retirement,
okay.
And he needs to go ahead and get his
So we're
going to
let him be a kid for a few more years. But when they were babies, like, oh gosh, I remember being new dad and I always thought I was going to break it. You know what I mean? It was like, thing, I know that I'm just going to do something wrong and the arm's going to come off. Like, I was terrible at it. Do you remember first baby? I mean, I don't know if Teo's the chillest new dad.
Well, we kind of saw it a little
crazy.
Bit. When you weren't here.
No, you guys, y'all don't see everything.
Really?
Yeah. You can ask Dawn. When we're at home, I'm constantly going, is he okay? Is he breathing?
Okay. I did that all the time. Like when Jack was new, it was like, you always do like the finger test. Like, can I feel his breath? Is he really, he's not moving.
Or his binky falls on the ground and you have to go boil it.
Oh, dude, yeah, absolutely.
We don't have
the bottle fell on the ground, you got to boil that. It's like, you can't even touch that.
Yeah.
I didn't want his hands touching anything. You got to okay. I thought I was bad. And then I found this. A Reddit user actually emailed this back to her husband. And it was an email that he had sent years back.
Email?
When their first child.
What's that?
Was going to be babysat for the first time ever. Oh, now, nice. Keep in mind, this was a first time father. This is crazy. He details instructions for the babysitter, and it starts quick with a primer on dealing with an infant, quote, hope it's useful for you. One, he gets a bottle every 2 hours. Today he started at 9:30 a.m. 3 ounces warm to blood temperature in microwave and mug of water. In the microwave, this provided takes about 30 seconds. During feeding, wiggle the nipple gently until you can tell he's getting suction. The vent will be dry. You'll see bubbles rising to the formula surface inside the bottle as air enters the vent. In case of crying, number one, is his diaper dirty? Simple test is if the front feels swollen. If so, he peed. Poop will have a distinct smell. Carefully open the back and look for signs. He poops every other day, so it's probably not an issue. Number two, see skills on changing diaper. I'm not kidding. That's in like section B. Number two, is it close to feeding time? He's anticipating his bottle and trying to hurry you. Therefore, that could be why he is crying. Also, see skills in interactions and skills soothing. You need to distract him. Number three, is he uncomfortable? Touch his nose, hands, and feet. Is he too cold? Touch his hips, neck, and chest. Is he too warm? Is he sitting funny or arching out of his chair? See skills in interactions. He probably wants to move around. That's the first page. Should I keep going?
Man!
Number three. Lay him on his side. Lay him sideways in the crook position between your arm and your body. Amy has had success with this.
Goodness.
I have not. Putting him to sleep, there are steps done until he passes out from boredom and exhaustion. Now we're finally to skills changing a diaper. Lay him down on a changing pad or waterproof spot. Undo the Velcro clasps. Undo the Velcro clasps is on there.
Stop it.
No,
stop it.
Sorry.
Stop it.
Number three, briefly lift up the front of the diaper to check to see what the situation is.
Okay.
Then put it back. The cold air may make him pee more. That keeps that potentially at bay. For pee, just grab another diaper. For poo, get the wipes, another
10-4,
diaper,
copy that.
And zinc cream ready. Number five, dealing with poo. Lift his butt up by his feet using one hand. Can I just stop? There's like two
Finish
more pages.
Out, man. Just go.
Oh, I can't.
Just go.
It's showtime.
All right. Here's how you deal with poo, guys. Carefully wipe the poo off using baby wipes,
just
making
kidding.
Sure it's okay.
All right.
Whew.
I want you to keep going.
Can you imagine the babysitter? What was her reaction when she got that?
I don't even know.
No, she probably felt super informed and had no anxiety about taking care of
stuff. I was
going to
say, because they are detailed. Because that was just if he poos or pees. How about if he's pooped or peed through his diaper? Because, yes, this happens. Number six, if it's trivial, carefully remove the outfit. If it's a war zone, carefully cut his outfit off using blunt-nosed scissors. Do not worry about the outfit. No one likes taking off a poopy onesie, and particularly not this child. I gotta stop. Man. I gotta lie down. That was just changing the diaper. I still have to get to interactions for sitting and standing, for tummy time, for dancing, and for music. Yes.
He was a baby at the time?
Yes.
He was a baby?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for holding. Good morning.
Good morning. So my son's 5 months old, and he stayed with three or four different people, but they all have kids, and they've raised kids before, and I would feel comfortable not having to explain how to undo Velcro latch
right?
on his diaper because somebody's been through it before, and they're not going to kill him.
I will say this, though. When it was just Jack, like our first son, I'm pretty sure it was just the three of us for like 5 years because Chrissy was like, well, they're not watching my child. I mean, I don't know. They don't, you know. Yeah. It was pretty crazy.
I left mine with my best friend at like a month and a half old, but he has another one-year-old, and he was free, and so we got to go have like an hour and a half dinner.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That's good for you.
Yep. Right on,
God
man.
Bless
Thank you.
You. Way to be normal. Yeah, dude, I haven't even gotten to the skills
That's
section.
Crazy.
Skills.
They're soothing him. There's bouncing him, there's swaddling him.
I would have quit if I was a babysitter.
The binky.
I wouldn't have done it.
Because, I mean, you got to know.
I think it's awesome.
There's too much. I would panic. If I saw that much, I'd be panicking.
Dude, the music section wasn't like, here are the bands he likes. It was play him some music. He loves live guitar. Mm. Like, there is a...
That's ridiculous.
Here's how to make a G chord.
Yeah.
You know what? If you're a parent out there and you just had a baby and maybe you're saying to yourself, man, that's kind of the way I am. I kind of leave a long list of duties for the babysitter.
Can I just say this one?
Don't be like that.
Skills for bouncing a baby?
No.
Bouncing or any repetitive motion, make sure his neck isn't going to flop everywhere. Yeah. Stick him on your knee and bounce it, or pick him up with your arm under his butt and bounce. Dancing can work too. The line between bouncing and shaking is about 1 to 2 hertz. More than 2 bounces a second is pushing it.
Shaking baby syndrome, man. You gotta be careful.
I mean,
shake and bake.
No shaking bacon with babies.
That's right.
That's intense, man. That really is.
It's a very, it's an exhaustive list, but.
Yeah. You don't need to be that thorough. You just don't.
Wait, I don't know, man.
Wait, pause.
Sorry.
Did you say thorough?
That's right, thorough.
That's right.
What is that?
Means
that's
you don't
the
have
most
to...
thorough squirrel you'll ever meet. His name Thurl. Is
Thurl.
Thurl.
Earl what? The thorough Thurl. Squirrel.
Thurl. I just wish I had Thurl. Information like how to shush a baby when they're crying, you know?
How? You go, Johnny, look, I'll give you $10 if you just shut up.
No,
you
put your that's
finger,
not it.
You put your
and then Johnny
in
says,
their mouth.
Johnny nope. says 20.
Very loudly okay. make white noise through your teeth right next to his ear.
Yeah, because it's like the sound of a mama's womb.
Babies find this relaxing for some reason. If you can, get a noise generator app on your phone. This will keep you from getting dizzy or your tongue going numb.
We kind of do that.
I've heard that before.
I'll do that. When Johnny's crying and stuff, I'll lean in
That's
and I'll
go,
say,
shh.
I'll lean in and I'll go, stop it.
We have friends who, if they come over and know they're going to stay late, they'll bring like a, what is that, like a fold-out bed thing, you know, like the little crib thing. And then they're just like, can we just put them in bed in the office? Heck yeah. And they've got like the app.
Yeah.
And it's like, doom, doom, like classical music.
I don't
want to
play the
white noise
because of that Michael Keaton movie.
See?
You know what I'm saying? Play white noise, and then it's like, what are you doing, little baby?
The white noise app is awesome. I love it. Especially if you have a snore in your life. Man, that...
See, I can't do any of that. I can't do any of that. We were always told... one of the few things that we were always told... Maybe this is why I'm so loud. They said, don't ever like try and accommodate... for the baby, because then they're going to need that forever. So instead, like, don't try and get quiet. Don't whatever. You just be your normal self, essentially.
So they get used to
all
the
noise. So they get used to the noise or used to the talking. But we did have, like, the friends where it was like, okay, all right. You know, when you're, like, the new parent and you have friends who don't have kids, you got the friends over who are like, I'm going to be loud and obnoxious and just keep talking. You're like, okay, we're putting the kids to bed. We're trying to get them to sleep real quick. Like, we don't have to, like... be super quiet, but I just maybe not rocking the drum and bass and like screaming, laughing obnoxiously. Maybe not that.
Well,
oh,
if you're about
that.
Ready to have a baby, it'll be all good. He's not going to die.
Wow,
it's going to be okay.
I mean, eventually, someday, we all are.
Stop.
You know. You keep throwing that at me.
Well, because you keep saying we're not going to die. And I
don't
want to
think about that, Steve-O.
That's a really hard
I promise you
lie.
Guys, I'll never
I mean,
lie.
You know? It's a crazy promise.
Well, I do it all the time.
Listen, guys, I'm not going to die.
No, we are going to die, but... You know, your kid's not going to die if you don't boil the binky when you drop it. Or,
dude, here's a great question from the live line. How many of those instructions do you think the babysitter actually followed?
Yeah.
Just enough
just
to
laughing
get paid.
Dude.
Just laughing at it.
Yeah.
Just laughing. Just laughing. Having
all right. We're
time.
Up on a break here, so what? we got to take a quick little break, guys. More new music on the way?
Yeah, dude. The latest single... From Thebes' favorite band, Cutlass. He can't wait. He already texted me.
Yes.
Also, Whiskey Tango. More headlines.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton is set to clinch the nomination, and she's already talking about trying to make peace with Bernie Sanders.
I'm going to do everything I can to reach out to try to unify the Democratic Party.
The U.S. Supreme Court lets a class action lawsuit against Google keep going.
The 2008 lawsuit accused Google of violating California's fair advertising laws because it misled advertisers about where the ads would be placed.
Playwright Peter Schaefer has died, known for hits including Equus and Amadeus, which was turned into an Oscar-winning movie.
The mother of the boy who fell into the gorilla enclosure and was dragged around by the primate will not be charged.
Third tropical storm Colin headed for Florida's Gulf Coast.
Could intensify a little bit further. We'll keep a close watch on it.
The worst flooding in three decades hits Paris. The Seine has burst its banks. An emergency fund is being set up for those who've lost everything.
High-level talks between the U.S. and China open in Beijing.
The annual conversations feature U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Do not allow old thinking.
Treasury Secretary Jack Lew and their Chinese counterparts.
The time is 7:39.
The high today is 94 degrees.
The sun has burned out.
Wow.
The atmosphere is collapsing, and all that you've worked for your life is eking away at an incredible rate. Smile. The worst is yet to come.
I like
to look at traffic.
Sweet!
All right.
It's a good look, man. Good look.
Thanks. I just put a t-shirt on.
Today, 31 years ago in 1985.
Yeah! Woo! I love DT!
Okay.
Chuck!
That was a good look, man.
That
was good.
Goonies, man, Goonies.
Steve-O's never seen The Goonies.
Yeah, which one is that?
Isn't that weird? Like, with all the 80s stuff that he loves so
That's
much.
That's the one with the archaeologist, right? And yep. He goes to that temple, mm-hmm. And he's got Short Round, the Asian kid.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. And it's like,
that's his name. He's Short Round.
Racist.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. He's Asian.
No, that's not it.
Hey.
That's not it. Take another guess.
We call those Eastern Hemispheres.
It was the one with the
guy. I know it.
Shut.
The robot with the. It was supposed to be like for the military, but he's like alive, and he's like, I'm a good guy.
Come on, it's Chunk.
Number five.
I just saw the most amazing thing of my entire life.
Oh,
first you gotta do the shuffle.
How could I forget
Come
this one?
On.
Of course. And then he gets the little
do
munchkin
it.
Thing.
No.
It's like, don't feed it after midnight.
Do
don't
it.
Get wet. That's good. I love that one.
Shuffle, shuffle, man.
Yeah, totally.
31 years ago.
Shouldn't have got it wet.
Working on Goonies too.
They are not.
Yeah, they are. Steven Spielberg's in.
No. Hey, they've been saying true. That for like 10 years. Is that real?
Josh Brolin's in.
No, stop. I don't believe you.
Matthew McConaughey
was not in the Goonies.
Yeah, he was. He played that woman.
Yeah.
It's New Music Tuesday. What's up on deck here?
Man, let me tell you about it real quick.
I'm excited about this, man. We're going to be talking with the songwriter of
we
this.
We are. So, guys, if you better keep your comments tame.
Nah, but, be honest.
Yeah, be honest. Cutlass has a new song. It's from their new record called Surrender. I've never been a Cutlass fan. But I actually listened to this song and thought, huh, I guess that one doesn't grate on my nerves as much as the others.
This one was actually written by our boy James Mead.
That's right, and he's calling in today. Steve-O set it up. Our boy James is going to call, I think, what, 9 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
And he says, he actually wrote a little bit about this song. He says, I wrote Mirror during an interesting time in my life. I'm currently going to school at Grand Canyon University as an online student, which is right across the street from us. They have a campus. And I was studying hermeneutics when I wrote this song. The class ended up having a strong impact on the meaning of the song and the scope of its impact. Lots of impacts. In my hermeneutics class, I was tasked with outlining the Epistle of James in the New Testament. One verse, one that has always impacted me, became my focus. It's James 1:2-3. And he says how it talks about the Word of God is like a mirror and asks rhetorically what man would look at his reflection and then walk away forgetting what sort of man he actually was. Essentially, if you look at a mirror and it shows you have dirt on your face, it's up to you to wipe the dirt off. This song was a personal reflection about how I'm grateful for those moments of clarity and how God sees past my disguise no matter what. Even as I stand before the mirror of the Word of God, my true reflection is revealed.
585 Live, the live line is open. We'd like to hear feedback from you guys. Brand new Cutlass, Mirror, New Music Tuesday on Star 88. Brand new music from Cutlass, Mirror.
You are
Mirror.
New Music Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Coming up at 9 o'clock hour, we got James Mead from Cutlass. He'll be talking to us about that song right there.
Because I'm feeling the need.
I'm feeling it.
The need for mead. The Goonies.
What do you guys know?
Alcoholism. Go ahead.
Star 88 FM on Facebook. Also, you can text us on the live line at 585 Live. What are they saying about it?
Let me read a couple of responses. This person says, this song is not impacting me.
Okay. Hey, that's honesty right there.
No, it's
that's good.
Were you guys listening when I was reading the bio?
Yeah.
It's because he said impact 1,000 times.
Yeah.
We got a clever Starmie out there. See, the joke is that in the bio, he repeated impact a bunch, even using it twice in one sentence. And this person picked up on that fact, and then they wrote in a sentence also containing the word impact. That's the joke.
Gotcha.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it now. I wasn't listening earlier.
Maybe that joke didn't impact you.
Okay.
Let me repeat it. What happened is that in the bio, I'm just kidding.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Brace for impact. This song is like Diet Fudge Brownies, says this person.
Diet Fudge Brownies.
That's right. That sounds really interesting.
Those sound awesome.
No, I got to be honest. Never been a Cutlass fan. This song, if it came on the station, I wouldn't be like, oh, Cutlass, bleh, like normal.
Right.
Plus, James Mead's a good dude. He's probably the most likable one.
Now,
I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Now, because Gilberto is, you know.
Well, he's already gone. He left.
That's what I'm saying now. Because there's only really two.
I totally agree with Thebes. Thebes says it's very difficult to separate the singer from Fred Durst. That said, this isn't absolutely.
That's kind of how I'm feeling too. It started, and I was like, but it's still.
Yeah. Still that guy singing.
Mm. Thank you for the feedback, Starmie. 7:49.
High today of 94 degrees.
Good to be with you. Thanks so much. Thank you, Starmie. Thank you.
For what?
They encourage so well.
They encourage so well?
They do. They're encouragers.
Encourager.
And I appreciate
encourager.
That. Lots of encouragement on the live line.
You can this song is like us. Diet Fudge Brownies is still my favorite. Diet Fudge Brownies.
Nope.
Yeah.
No way, man.
Pretty good.
Feel like
you
if
love
you're...
Diet Fudge Brownies.
No.
You do, Dad.
You
no,
need to. Okay, you know what? Okay,
box.
But here's the deal. Maybe you don't love Diet Fudge Brownies, but you should be ingesting Diet Fudge.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? So therefore, that Cutlass song was like, well, maybe you don't want to listen to it, but you need to. Because you need to
look in the mirror.
Dang it.
Hey, Dad.
Dan and I are the same person.
He's calling you fat.
I did not!
Yes, he is.
Hey,
hey, I am not fat-shaming you.
Can I say something
If anything, I am chubby-shaming you.
Ooh.
you have a running nose. I can see, like, some... See, there you go.
Thanks, man.
What was that?
Couldn't stop looking at your runny nose. It was just dripping out of his nose.
Good grief, man. Use a Kleenex.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're fat shaming me while I see snot just dripping down your nose.
That's not okay.
Hey, that's what bullies do. You know what? They point out the flaws of others while they have runny noses.
Yeah.
Like little babies.
I was looking at the pudge in your eye, but I couldn't see.
You need to replace pudge with more diet fudge. You know.
Quit talking about my belly, guys.
Hey,
come on.
It's so jolly.
Quit looking at it.
I don't ever want to quit talking about it. I want to embrace that.
I just can't wait till your beard goes a little like whiter. Because now we don't have that friend who can dress like Santa yet. You know what I mean?
So I hate you.
Soon you're going to be.
You know what? Cut his mic.
Who is that? What is that drop?
It's Nancy Grace.
I don't trust that woman.
You know, she was in, what was that, the latest movie that she was in? She was in, wasn't she in Batman vs. Superman?
She was in The Purge 6.
Oh, gosh. The Purge.
I never saw any of those.
Mm.
Well. I have a soul. Good.
Steve-O?
Yeah?
Now that you've wiped your runny nose, you
can
move on with some whiskey.
Whiskey, yeah? With some whiskey, flarmin' jim-jim. Let's go.
We've been talking a little bit about parenting today. Earlier, we mentioned the new dad, right?
Solid parents right here.
Who was like, here you go, babysitter. Well, guy in Jacksonville, Florida. His name's Alan Geiger Jr. He decided to do a little tough love on his kid. You see, when his kid turned 16 years old, he said, you know what I'm going to do for my kid? I'm going to buy him a 1998 Ford Explorer.
We call them exploders.
16th birthday present so his son could drive to school and get a job. Deal, son?
Deal, Dad.
All right. But apparently he's mostly just been driving around with his friends and hotboxing it. You see, kids, that's when you smoke weed inside of your vehicle and it gets all smelling like drugs.
If your parents out there and you're upset that your kids just found out about that, studio at Star 88.
No. That's actually in the story.
Yeah.
Because that's how the dad found out. His 1998 Ford Explorer started smelling a little funny.
I mean, it's a 98. A
little skunky.
Yeah.
Dude never got a job either. So for his 18th birthday, the dad said, all right, man. 2 years ago, I bought you this 1998 Ford Explorer. A couple stipulations. Get a job. Use it for school. Instead, you're smoking the ganj.
The devil's lettuce.
Sarah commented on my Facebook this morning.
The devil's
lettuce. And she said that catnip was devil's lettuce. And straight up I replied, no ma'am, that's marijuana.
That's marijuana.
Okay.
She's been hanging out with devil's dogs too
the
long.
The MJ.
What up, dog?
The Maui Wowie.
Stop.
The Northern Lights.
You know too many names of those things. It's getting too specific. It's getting like personal experience.
So what do you think that dad did when he found out his son was, well, illegally rocking drugs in the vehicle and still hadn't got a job?
Well,
he probably started counting his son's mistakes, and then he called that count the Geiger counter.
Okay, because his name's Alan Geiger Jr.
Thank you.
I got it.
Thank you, everyone.
That's not what he did.
That joke was basically radioactive.
Okay.
Bless you guys.
It impacted me. Let's hear from Alan himself, where he talks about what he did to his son's Explorer.
Texas, Tennessee, just all over the place telling me, I'm not interested in your truck. I just want to tell you that you've got Texas supporting you. You've got everybody supporting you with your decisions. Got, you know, the last little bit of a roach that I guess him and his buddies were smoking. Whoever gets this thing has definitely got to clean it out. I had it for $1,500. And I would take $250 off if somebody from the west side did buy it.
I love this.
Here's why.
That was just so that he could actually see it every now and then when he's walking, when he's with his friends.
Yeah.
I posted it one night Woke up the next morning, seen a few shares. Didn't really think a whole lot of it. Next morning I woke up, which was this morning.
Yep.
I had over 60 messages.
Craigslist.
Craigslist, bro. He Craigslisted it, and it's true. He offered to take $250 off the price if someone who lived close by bought it, just so his son could see them driving his old car around and, quote, remember how good he used to have it.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there. I like that.
Good dad.
He ended up selling it for $1,500. Only took about 2 hours to sell. He also got dozens of messages from people who didn't want to buy it. They just wanted to give him props for his creative parenting skills. Good job, Dad.
There you go.
He says his son's still pretty angry, but it's been an eye-opening experience, and Alan made him a deal that if he gets a job and saves up a grand, he'll match it and help him buy a new car.
Legit.
Good dad, in my opinion.
That is a good dad. Yeah, I think that's great.
Good dad.
You know why? Because the punishment suited the crime, and then he also provided
a solution.
Yeah, a solution to it. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how you do it.
He gave him, he got this car for his 16th birthday. Kid's now 18. 2 years. He allowed him to just kind of cruise around. He still had not gotten a job. All of a sudden, dude's doing drugs, and it's like, well, you want to act like an idiot?
Yep.
You can walk like an idiot.
Yep. You're not, take the bus.
You're not driving this 98 Ford Explorer. I just realized that I am in my 30s, and I'm still driving like a teenager's starter car with my 99 Subaru.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. My wife's got a sweet, posh, brand new minivan. So she has all the upgrades and everything.
That's just sweet of you to do that.
Living the dream.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Meanwhile, 16-year-olds in Jacksonville, Florida are driving 1999 Subarus.
Love it. Like, love it.
Thanks,
Dad. There you go. Be a good parent out there.
We up on break.
When we come back, New Music Tuesday continues. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we are. We're right here. Nothing you can do about it.
Welcome.
Welcome. What are you doing?
Just hanging out.
804.
High today, 96 degrees.
Where did Steve go?
He's gone. Let's take a look at traffic.
Traffic!
Accident I-40 East at I-25. That's exit 159 BC. This exit was built long ago. It's starting to show signs of wear. And there is an accident right there. Again, I-40 East at I-25. If you are eastbound on 40, starting to stack up. Also seeing some congestion 25 southbound around the Paseo exit. Lots of road construction in the area. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Brought to you by Solomon's Porch. Right here, Calvary Campus.
Sapo!
Burritos are magnificent. Coffee is delish. Sopo. Google's new computer writes its own music. I have right here the first song ever composed by a computer. What do you think? What do you think? Think it's going to be good? Think it's going to sound good?
Define good.
I think it's going to sound a lot like Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
Does this Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Yep. Remix.
Baby, baby, I was like a pound. Stand now.
Oh my gosh, this is ridiculous.
Baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go.
The fact that you know, now this is too bad. This is too much. This isn't real.
It is real.
First song ever composed by a computer.
It's pretty good.
So it can't be Baby Baby because then it wouldn't be composed by a computer. It'd be... Right?
Computers love Britney Spears.
It's killing me. And I am. I'm a confet. I still believe.
Still believe.
You're not with me. I lose my mind.
This is ridiculous.
Hit me, baby, okay. One more time.
Yeah, not bad.
Good. That was good, Tao.
Not bad for its first song.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's better than most of the stuff we play on New Music Tuesday. With
Am
that,
I right?
We've got the newest from Kurt Anderson.
Man,
it's called Every Moment.
Can't wait.
Compare it to the computer song. Let's see who wins.
You can hit us up on the live line. Steve-O?
585-LIVE. That's 585-5483.
After this song, I got to do some news.
Okay.
We're down. Open
up the sky. Show me. Kurt Anderson. Every Moment. Tell us what you think about it. 585-LIVE, Star 88 FM on Facebook. What are they saying?
On the live line, someone said, your singing will haunt me.
Good.
But they were speaking of Teo and not this song.
I hope it haunts you like the dead girl in the corner at our studio. Mm. Gosh, that's creepy. There she is. Get out of here.
Sorry about that.
See the lights flickering?
Stop. Stop. Stop.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What was that? Hey, what is that?
I think we can all agree that
he just sprayed something. What are you doing? Ugh. It's fart spray.
Come on, Steve-O.
Steve-O.
Man, stinky boy. Do you need a diaper change?
That does smell like you some.
Want me to change your diaper?
Where'd you get that?
I don't know.
Daniel!
Oh my gosh! Steve-O! What the heck? Oh, caca. That's what it smells like in here. Caca.
Can't say that word.
Gah.
That does stink real bad.
Steve-O!
But it does smell like...
Oh my gosh!
It smells like you guys when you don't shower. Like, the studio smells like that sometimes.
No way.
It really does.
Daniel!
Was that Daniel? Was that you?
Wait, no. Don't let him yell at Daniel. You did that. This is your fault.
But he gave it to me. He said, no, dude, this will be hilarious. Just take it. And I said, what is it? And he said, don't read it. Just take it.
You sprayed it 4 times, Steve-O. I watched you.
I didn't know.
See that.
Don't know.
I just want to look at it.
Mm-mm.
Is it fart spray?
It smells horrible.
No.
Ugh.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry, guys. I just realized.
It's messed up.
I probably should have waited.
So gosh, that's so dumb.
Can't even do the show. It stinks so bad. Daniel's just laughing in the other room.
We're probably going to smell like that for the rest of the day. That's what makes me mad about it. I take showers.
I take a shower, too.
To be fair, I sprayed it on Dex's pants and nowhere
what?
Else.
What? Shut your face.
No, he didn't do that.
Oh.
It smells so bad.
I'm going to gag. I'm going to gag.
You did it to yourself. You both deserve to throw up. Both of you.
So tell us what you think about that song.
Yeah.
It sounds like it smells in here. Now, let's continue.
Okay. Oh, gosh. It just tastes so bad in here. I can taste it.
My shirt smells good.
Ugh. It is 8:10. Yep, you get up and do the show right now. You're
do
the one
it.
Who sprayed
you did it. To
or
yourself.
You're the one, yeah, you sprayed it.
Ugh.
Daniel didn't even spray
it.
You
know what I think we
it.
Should do as punishment? I think I should get to spray that in your car.
No.
Yes. Straight up. You've ruined our mornings.
I did.
I should get to ruin your week.
High today of 94 degrees.
We do have an accident. I-40 east at I-25. Watch out for that, guys. That's your look at traffic.
He's just crying over there. Daniel's just crying over there.
He thinks it's so funny.
I hate you, Daniel.
When did you start?
What did he say to you?
When did you start being his friend?
What did he say to you?
He just said, dude, take this in the studio and spray it. It'll be hilarious. I can't breathe. Dude, I seriously may hurl.
You deserve to. It smells so bad. Okay. All right, let's do some news. There's a civil rights group, and they're blaming the APD for the Trump rally violence. And the police union is advocating for officer safety. The Albuquerque Police Officers Association has filed a complaint against the mayor's office and the Albuquerque Police Department, claiming they put officers in danger the night of Donald Trump's rally by not putting enough cops on the streets that night. It comes on the same day that a civil rights group came out saying that APD's response at the rally was overkill. Don't spray me with that stuff.
Ugh.
I think you should have to spray that on your face.
No!
Like right under your nose.
If you're just tuning in, Steve-O sprayed fart bomb smell in the studio.
He did.
It's awful.
I want to say cuss words because it smells so bad.
It does smell so bad.
And I want to cuss at you because you trusted Daniel, number one.
Oh, it actually smells
And then
smells
I want to cuss
now.
At you because you sprayed it like five times.
I didn't know.
How many times did you do it? Be honest.
I only sprayed it twice. I didn't know how potent it was, though.
I saw three when I turned around.
No, it was like a spritz. Oh, gosh. I want to die. I want to die, guys.
Keep spraying that, buddy.
I hate you.
So anyway, it's kind of crazy, all these complaints about the Trump rally. You got a civil rights group blaming the APD for the Trump rally violence. You got the police union advocating for officer safety. It's everywhere. The complaint comes after several officers were injured at the protest that turned violent. Slams the city, saying officers got hurt because they weren't ready for the violence that ensued. APD claimed that every single one of their roughly 200 officers that were in downtown Albuquerque that night were hit by something. Rocks, sticks, dirt, insults. We were basically ordered to stand there and let people throw rocks at us, said Justin Montgomery, vice president of the APD's Albuquerque Police Officers Union. This is why Albuquerque Police Union has filed the complaint in district court against the city, claiming APD violated their union deal for safe working conditions.
Yeah, props to APD for not getting agitated, angry, for some of the...
I think the civil rights group is stupid. Ugh. And that's not all that's stupid. Is this how you handle mistakes? You just make it way worse?
I think there's too many chemicals in here.
Yeah.
Try to breathe in, I guess.
No, I'm not breathing.
How do you turn this on?
Thank you, Daniel, for completely ruining our show.
You see that knob?
Where?
Isn't there a knob on the base right there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. There we go.
Oh, there.
There it is. There it is, guys. There it is. Woo! Okay, we're back.
73% of people have had someone steal their food at work. This includes me. Dex, a long time ago, somebody stole my lunch.
Here?
Here at the church.
Did you have it in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody straight up stole it.
Was your name on it?
It was a big deal.
What if somebody was hungry?
Somebody was an idiot.
Someone stole my lunch for the rest of my life because I literally don't want to eat ever again.
You brought this on yourself.
I did. Worst smelling thing I've ever... Hey, guys.
There's something about food in offices that turns normal people into anarchists.
Yeah.
A new survey found 73% of people have had someone steal their food at work. 48% of them admit they've stolen someone else's food. Men are twice as likely to eat someone else's stuff compared to women.
See, that's kind of gross. I would never just steal someone else's food.
Yeah. One out of three people actually hide their food to try to keep it safe.
Ugh. No. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't have to worry about me stealing food. Steve-O.
Just, is that the spray over there? Give me that spray.
No, dude.
No, hold on to that.
Because I don't trust you. I will throw up.
Give it to me.
It smells so bad.
Hey, give it to me.
I'll throw
up. Don't you give that back to Daniel.
I'm not. Kay. I'm never giving it to anyone.
Give me that spray.
No.
You can't be trusted with it.
No, I swear to you. Hey, guys. Look at me, guys. I apologize. I swear to you, I will never let that be sprayed again.
I don't believe
it. I just read what it is. Ugh. It's called butt crack smell.
Why would you not read it before
I don't
you
know!
It? If you're just tuning in...
I don't know!
Steve-O sprayed something that our boss Daniel gave to him.
Our boss!
And it was butt crack smell.
And ironically enough, it really did smell like that.
Like cock-a-doo-doo.
Yeah. It's bad. It's so bad, guys. Guys, it's so bad. And Daniel's like crying still. I hate you.
Ugh.
Did you film it? You should have filmed it.
Oh,
the webcam.
The webcam is, they think it's hilarious.
Good.
They're loving it. Watching this is hilarious. Steve-O, stop being a girl.
Nope.
Chalk one up for Daniel.
There it is.
Steve-O, grow up, LOL.
Just grow up.
It's terrible. It smells,
Ugh.
I can still smell it, guys. Can you still smell it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ruined it.
You ruined the show, guys. I really
smells like
it.
It smells like a sweaty person who just didn't really wipe very well.
I feel like I'm at a Rob Zombie show like 1998 and I got stuck in the bed.
Yeah, totally.
I'm mad that you would do that.
Oh,
it's so stupid.
Daniel!
It's just so... No, it's you.
No, he's right there.
Yeah, but you sprayed it.
I did.
It was stupid.
It was.
All right.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to get you both back.
No, please.
Both of you.
No.
You for your maniacal ways and you for your stupidity.
I'm sitting in it. I'm literally sitting in my poop.
It's gonna happen, and it's going to suck. Mm-hmm. Just warning you right
now. The live line, just people think this is hysterical. So yeah, thanks, guys, because it's awful.
Real funny. Our studio door is open. The trash tree has been shattered.
It has been. I apologize.
A podiatrist has said you shouldn't really wear Crocs. As if you needed, as if you couldn't see them yourself. Crocs try to repel customers with their horrible appearance, but for some reason people keep buying them. So maybe this will get you to quit buying them. Dr. Megan Leahy is a podiatrist in Chicago. She says you shouldn't really wear them. Quote, they're not suitable for all-day use. They do not adequately secure the heel. And she says they can lead to foot pain, tendonitis, nail problems, corns, or even deformed toes.
Ugh.
You only got so many toes. You don't want any deformed ones.
Guys, I think I'm going to puke.
I think you should. But here's the deal. If you puke on his feet.
Oh, gosh.
It's just dirty diapers everywhere. That's what it smells like. Just dirty diapers.
A new study proves what we already know. Celebrities endorse unhealthy food and drinks in advertisements geared towards children. 71% of the beverages they promote are sugary drinks. 81% of the foods are nutrient poor. Thanks, celebrities.
That's why I'm fat.
It's your fault everybody's diabetic and fat.
I see Michael Jordan on TV saying, hey, drink more of this. And then I'm just, okay.
Okay, okay.
Sure.
A guy went to marriage counseling.
That's good.
Common story. Probably good. Except this guy went because his wife's Ouija board accused him of cheating.
Okay.
Have you ever had one of those dreams where your significant other is cheating on you and then you wake up and you're legitimately mad, even though it was just a dream?
Right.
Well, this is crazier than that. A 34-year-old guy just posted a story on Reddit about how his 33-year-old wife has a Ouija board that she uses to communicate with her dead grandfather.
Okay.
Quality gosh. Gal, just slightly on the unhinged side of things. But over the weekend, the Ouija board told her that her husband was cheating on her, and she was furious.
Man.
He's not actually having an affair, but his wife refused to believe that her grandpa and the Ouija board would lie to her. So now they're going to start marriage counseling. And the guy's worried that because they're going to a, quote, new age counselor, she'll believe the Ouija board, too, and not tell his wife how ridiculous this is.
Man.
I mean, I got to admit, if I was this guy, might be looking for a way out right about now.
Yeah.
Straight up. I think we could probably find some biblical precedent for that. What, like witchcraft or,
just says
idiocy.
Yeah.
Idiocy. Ugh. Is that in there?
Yeah.
Should be.
Steven is supposed to come in this morning, and he is now refusing to come into the studio.
I get it, bud. Yep. You're doing right
by
yourself.
You'd be smart to not come in here because...
Whoa. Oh, guys. It smells like old chalupas.
Yes. Tell us more about what you did.
And Doritos. It's like somebody stepped on Taco Bell sauce packets 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. And in related news, a giant inflatable poop was placed in a Spanish town as a message to dog owners that wouldn't clean up all the crap.
Yeah.
A town in Spain installed a giant inflatable poop in order to discourage dog owners from abandoning their pets' excrement in the streets. They shared photos of the inflatable poop and encouraged residents to share photos of the massive message to dog owners with the hashtag no mas cacas.
It smells like poo.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
That's... Oh. I can taste it, guys.
Feel like we need one of those? Just...
Some guy said it smells like poo.
It does. Sitting right here in the studio. Now it... And the good thing
it
is...
It smells like hiney.
It's like when you're in eighth grade and for some reason you think Axe body spray is gonna cure all your smelly woes.
I would kill for some Axe body spray. We need Matt Gentry to come in here.
So it smells
and
like
just lie on the ground.
You know how
roll around on our carpet.
It's like an eighth grader that smells like Axe body spray and BO.
Yes,
and
that's
here
what
it smells
is.
Like poop and cleaner spray.
Smells like bacon to me.
Because King of Ideas over there.
Oh, there you go.
Decided that it would be good to just mix all the that's spraying on me like it's going in the fan.
Ooh, that does smell good. Oh. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
What's that smell? It smells like sweat and anger and shame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it smells like poop, cleaner, and Old Spice.
We got a great comment, though. Because of this. Oh, now I'm choked out by a 16-year-old kid who doesn't know how to apply deodorant correctly. Oh, my gosh. Why would you spray Old Spice into our fan? I'm joking. However, I feel like we've solved problems today because someone chimed in and said we should just give that spray to the APD because it'd probably clear out the next rally.
Heck yeah.
Nomi.
That's probably true.
Nomi says she's watching the studio cam and I need to take a chill pill. Nomi, I'm not even exaggerating. I'm choking back.
It smells like
my
poop.
Breakfast. It's really... It's the most horrible
thing. I can't even
thing.
Finish my breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah. Steven, you have to come in the studio.
No, you don't. Don't do it.
Shout out to whoever's crying of laughter on their way to work this morning. Thank you, Liveline.
It smells so bad.
I just got demoted as somebody's favorite because of my shenanigans. I apologize.
Boy, you smell just, bad today. Did
just
you
work
fart?
With him. Work with him. It'll. Yeah. That'll increase the likelihood of that.
Oh, gosh. I'm getting lightheaded. It's just bad. It's bad.
I'm officially put into a bad mood.
Me too.
I'm guys, like, I'm sorry!
It's like, no! I don't want to do this anymore.
No, guys, I love you!
We should make him do the rest of the show by himself, straight up.
Hey, Steven says it sounds like we're recording near the ocean, doing the show near the ocean.
We are. Yeah.
It's because the fan is on and blowing into our microphones, but poor Citeo had to leave. He just left. He left.
Yep. He's gone.
Oh, he's doing the show in the studio.
It smells like honey.
Yeah. Shout out to our boss. No, not Daniel. Our big boss who loves when we talk about smells and stuff.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You going to ditch me like that?
No, look.
Ditch me?
Here.
Okay. Yeah.
No, wait. Where are you guys going? You guys can't leave. I mean, right? Bros! Friends till the end! Oh, it's worse over by you guys. Probably because I sprayed it over here. Live line's open. 585 Live. If you'd like to chime in, hang out. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we've got James Mead from Cutlass. He actually just texted me right now. Oh, no! He just said he just lost his voice and he's going to have to postpone. So we don't have James Mead. Even our guests on the phone are ditching. At this point, it's just bad. Someone just suggested to get some Febreze, guys. Guys, Febreze? Anybody? Peter? Benson? Maybe he'll do the show with me. Okay. Well, I'm just gonna hang out here and hope they come back eventually. 9 o'clock hour, Tam and Steven are gonna join me. I hope. I'll just pretend like I stepped on something and accidentally spurted it into the carpet because I have no way of. I can't breathe. Quick break, coming back. I'm gonna force him in here. I don't know what else to do. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton is set to clinch the nomination, and she's already talking about trying to make peace with Bernie Sanders.
I'm going to do everything I can to reach out to try to unify the Democratic Party.
The U.S. Supreme Court lets a class action lawsuit against Google keep going.
The 2008 lawsuit accused Google of violating California's fair advertising laws because it misled advertisers about where the ads would be placed.
Playwright Peter Schaefer has died, known for hits including Equus and Amadeus, which was turned into an Oscar-winning movie.
The mother of the boy who fell into the gorilla enclosure and was dragged around by the primate will not be charged.
Third tropical storm, Colin, headed for Florida's Gulf Coast.
Could intensify a little bit further. We'll keep a close watch on it.
The worst flooding in three decades hits Paris. The Seine has burst its banks. An emergency fund is being set up for those who've lost everything.
High-level talks between the U.S. and China open in Beijing.
The annual conversations feature U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Do not allow old thinking.
Treasury Secretary Jack Lew and their Chinese counterparts.
Good morning.
Thank you guys so much for being in studio. Mm-hmm. I can tell by your facial expressions you're genuinely angry at me. I am so sorry.
I am
so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm only laughing because I'm nervous. Because I understand friendships are in jeopardy.
It smells like poop.
Because, yeah. Guys.
Yeah, if you're just tuning into the show, we were doing our little radio show, and all of a sudden, Daniel, our boss, hands Steve-O a bottle, a little spray bottle.
I didn't read it, guys. It was as I was walking in.
Tell Steve-O, why don't you go and give this a blast?
He said, spray this, it'll be hilarious.
So Steve-O said, okay!
Yeah.
And he did, and guess what? Smells like
funny.
Poo.
It wasn't funny.
Mm.
But like little kid teething poo.
Yeah. Like dirty diaper.
Like
caca poo poo.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, guys. Ugh. Like, you don't understand how sorry I am.
And it just won't go away. So now it's a combination of poo.
Everything.
And
oranges.
Oranges.
Guys, look, orange peel on the fan. Huh?
Ugh.
Just trying every natural remedy I know. Because I can't wait till Tam comes in at 9 o'clock. Because she has not been listening. She'll have no idea. I will say this. I'm very excited that you're both in studio. I seriously thought I was doing the show alone for the rest
well,
of the show.
Well, we almost decided.
I was like planning. I was seriously planning. Okay, well, what do I do? How do I do this? James Mead just called in sick.
Did he really?
He said he's going to. He's trying. He said he'll do it.
No, it's fine. We don't have to.
Too late. 9 a.m.
Just tell him that. We already booked somebody else.
No. Nah, he just says he's sick. They had a crazy show, and he got sick over the weekend, and so his voice is still crazy. But he's going to drink some tea, and we'll call him in 20 minutes.
Okay. It is 8:40.
High today of 94 degrees.
Traffic! I-40 East, I-25, there is an accident. And if you're eastbound on 40, it's kind of a mess. Not a terrible mess, but a little bit of one. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
New Music Tuesday.
It is. And now we've got Core Captus. I actually like this song. It's called Music Fades. We're going to play a little bit of it. You guys tell us what you think. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Core Captus. Music Fades. New Music Tuesday on Star 88. What do people say about it?
Tell us what you think.
The dark before the dawn.
Currently rewinding the camera. I'm gonna find when this went down.
Can you rewind the camera?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to watch that. So far, nobody's saying anything. Everybody's still just talking about the spray incident. One person said, "Don't be mad at Steve-O. It was a joke. He didn't know. Probably neither did Daniel. Now, if he does it again, then be mad." Too late. Teo's genuinely angry.
Well, it started with Daniel, and he knew exactly what he was doing.
Oh, he did. Full on.
And we're not sure about Steve-O yet, but we're pulling up the video because if you go to star88.fm, you can click the watch now.
I want the
webcam,
watch.
And you can actually rewind the webcam.
You got to go watch it on your computer.
Oh, man!
Did you find it?
I'm looking.
Still looking? Okay.
I think it's on my body, guys, because that's all I smell still.
I got to be honest. I hope it's on your body because then you won't be able to tell when I spray it in your car.
Dude, if you spray it in my car, that's not fair.
That'd be messed
totally
up.
That would be totally messed up.
That's totally fair.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's genuinely not fair.
It's fair, because I'm riding with you. spray in that car and just live in it.
Oh, gosh. Dang.
That's a good idea. Just put this up here like this.
Yeah, I'm just going to wear an orange peel.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hey.
844.
High today of 94 degrees. Look, guys, right here. Just do this.
Ooh.
It just smells like oranges. Do you want some, Tao?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
No, you're not. You're angry.
He is.
Let's just
upset.
Get it out there.
I'm good.
No, you're not. It's okay.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey, guys. We got James Mead calling in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about their brand new song, Mirror, and something amazing they're doing over in the Ukraine. Pretty stoked.
It's also Quality Tam Tuesday.
Dude.
Oh, man.
All right, now, here's the question. Here's the question. When she comes in, do we turn off the fan and just play it off?
Yeah, act normal and see if she smells anything.
Act normal, see if she notices
anything.
It'd
be funny if she didn't smell anything.
But don't draw it out. I'm talking to myself here because I'm the worst at it. Because I'm going to be the one that goes, huh?
Nah.
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 How you doing? Huh? But how are you? Yeah. It's okay.
Okay. Well, let's jump into some
good news. Who likes good news?
Good news,
Katniss.
Everyone. Good news, Katniss. Everyone.
Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone.
The good news is, start reading.
There's a 31-year-old woman in San Francisco named Jillian Sobel, who was abandoned as a baby. Back in 1984, someone found her in the laundry room of a dorm at San Francisco State University right after she was born. Her mom might have been a student there, but we're not sure. And luckily, there was a 21-year-old nursing student named Esther Wanamamacher. She took care of her until the paramedics got there. Then Jillian was adopted and grew up in a good home. Now check this out. Last month, she graduated from the same university. She says she didn't go there because of her backstory. She just wanted to study hospitality and...
Oh, the stupid orange.
Hospitality and tourism management. My nose keeps knocking it off.
Dude, that's because you want to be as close to it as possible because that's all I'm smelling still.
She didn't even tell anyone at the school about it until earlier this year. Here's the thing. It gets better. Because the nursing student who found her is 53 now and came to the graduation, Julian also tracked down her biological father a while back, and he was at the graduation as well. Apparently, she still hasn't met a real mom yet, but she's planning to meet her someday. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Got dropped off at the University of San Francisco when she was just a baby. Then she graduated. Guys, I'm going to college.
Please do.
I'm applying right now.
Get a real life, get a real job.
You know?
So you don't have to deal with childish shenanigans.
I'm going to get a degree. Set yourself free. National.
Speaking of being set free, I got a whiskey tango we got to talk about coming up.
Okay. Did you find the evidence yet, Tail?
Still looking.
Man.
Being diligent.
We got Batman over there with his detective skills. He's going back in time, watching the webcam.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Well, let's just jump right into it then.
You know, sometimes you can get caught up in a relationship, and before you know it, years go by, you think you know someone. Then they spray fart smell in the room. And it's time for a breakup. That's what happened on the other side of the world. A woman named Nina Zagurskaya.
Zagurskaya.
Zagurskaya. She's from Siberia. She recently broke up with her boyfriend after 2 years because he had not proposed to her yet. Well, a few weeks later, she got court papers from him because he was suing her for the cost of all of their dates and gifts.
Good for you, man.
Apparently,
good
he kept super detailed records of everything he spent on her.
Good call, sir.
And over the course of 2 years, he spent a whopping $672. That's including legal fees, by the way.
Man.
He says he never even considered Nina his girlfriend, so, quote, I never said I was giving her a present or a free ride. Am I expected to give money to every woman on the street? End quote.
Oh, man.
And he's taking her to court.
Can you imagine being married to somebody like that? That is nuts.
What? I mean, I realize this is in Siberia, but is there legal precedent for, like, someone breaking up with you and suing them for the last however many years of your life?
Hmm.
Like, really?
Well,
you're not married, so it's not one of those legal binding contracts, if you will, where it's like, till death do you part. Oh, wait. Now we got to divide everything up and figure it out. They were dating.
Yeah.
According to him, he said they weren't even boyfriend, girlfriend. It was like, hey, we were kicking it for a couple years.
Yeah, and she wanted him to propose. She's been waiting.
Well, they've been, quote unquote, dating for 2 years.
It's messed up, man.
Here's the thing. He kept records of everything he spent on her.
That's what I'm saying.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever know anybody like that in your life where they keep track of everything that they've done for you? So that way, later on, they have all this stuff they can just throw back in your face?
I'll be honest. I was that person for a very long time.
Really?
Yeah. I really was. I was the person that it was like, if I bought you lunch, I was hoping, you know, and then later when it was like, oh, they didn't buy me lunch back. Well, all right, forget it. See if I buy them lunch again.
Yeah.
Like, I really was that guy. It was awful. And all it did was wreck things. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because at the end of the day, I had to come to terms with the fact that, like, this isn't mine. Everything has been a gift given to me through the Lord, including my finances. I'm called to be a good steward of it, but, like, what does it matter if, you know, I give somebody this or I buy that or whatever? Because seriously, I used to just keep track, keep records. And a few years ago, I was like, I got to stop that because who cares?
Yeah.
If anything, you just start thinking about it as, like, you know what? This is a gift. And if I never get anything in return, totally cool, Matt Gentry.
And all of Albuquerque went,
totally, man. I'm
just kidding, Matt.
$40.
Oh, man. No, my grandpa Wilbur, he gave me this wisdom when I was really young, and I've always really tried to stick by this. If somebody needs something, if they want to, they ask for money, whatever. If they want something from you because they need help in some way,
mm-hmm.
I don't ever expect them to give it back to me. There's no strings attached whatsoever. If I give them money, if I give them something, there's no strings.
Yeah.
I don't care if you give it back. That's what I always say, because if you put those strings attached, most likely you're not going to have a friend anymore.
Yeah.
It ruins relationships.
It really does.
And if you can't, then you don't give them anything. I'm sorry, I can't right now, but if you can help them out, no strings attached whatsoever. I want you to take this. This is a gift. Do what you want to do.
Well, we're called to be servants when it comes down to it. You know what I mean? And we're called to love our neighbor. And when you become a record keeper, it's not serving and that's not loving. That's expectancy of something in return.
Right.
And you can never... Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you just never repay evil with spray farts. Am I right, Teo?
Still not listening to you.
Man, Teo's upset.
He's really angry, guys.
I got people texting me.
And real life angry. Oh, yeah. Same here. It was 8:04, Teo.
I'm watching. It's about to happen. It's going down.
Teo's watching the webcam to find out what happened.
Dude, people are saying
he already snuck in with it.
We gotta save that clip of me spraying it because they say they will rewatch/listen to it a million times.
He snuck in. He's in here.
So Steve-O snuck in?
Yeah.
I didn't sneak in. It was because, I went
you
to the...
Snuck
here's,
in?
Here's
do you
exactly
remember, what, do you remember when we said, where's Steve-O?
Yeah, because I was in the bathroom.
Right.
I come back and Daniel hands it to me and he goes, dude, just spray this. It'll be hilarious. And they won't even notice because you were just in the bathroom.
But here it
and
is. Said, he's waiting. He walked in and he sat down for a little while.
I didn't know.
He's got fart in a bottle is what he has.
He's over there chilling.
He's just waiting to...
Waiting for the right
jump
moment.
Jump out and spray it. Now, how many times did you say you sprayed it, Steve-O?
Twice.
Okay. Look at him over there. Just
I don't think
there.
We're going to be able to see how many times he sprayed it.
Just
all right, we're going to break here.
Okay. We're at break.
No, that's after the break, guys. It's
by the way, go to star88.fm.
It was when we were live on the air.
You can go to the watch now.
Yeah.
And then...
studying.
You can rewind the webcam.
Just taking down a record.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, if you guys insist on paying me back, I have to accept it. That's live line.
Okay, any minute now.
That's okay. Also, Becca wants to know if you will give her $100.
I can't right now, Becca.
Yeah, sorry, Becca.
Check back later. I might be able to.
Yeah. That's sweet. You should have caught him when he was getting that Clear Channel money.
Yeah.
Clear Channel money.
Seriously.
Gosh. Ministry money is totally different.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't understand why people watch us on the webcam.
It's pretty boring. There's nothing going on.
Dude, yeah. Steven dropped off. He was supposed to bring me some stuff. He just texted that he dropped it off at the front desk. He refuses to come back here.
I get it.
Such a baby, Steven.
Yeah, what a child.
It's not that bad.
Right, come on. Hang on.
It's really not. The smell is pretty much all gone. Okay.
I can't just go to 8:04 because the clock's different.
Here's what sucks, guys. We got a comment on Facebook from somebody saying, I was married to someone who kept track of everything he did for people. He has since passed away. I now have a son like that. Mm. Because that's, I mean, it's true. Yeah. You in turn will pass these things on. And, oh, gosh.
No strings attached, man.
I'm telling you, man, there's just anxiety and stress and blah attached to record
keeping.
Don't
give anything to anybody if you expect it back.
Two.
What'd he do?
Three sprays.
Oh, gosh, rewind it.
He did three?
I want to see it. I don't believe you.
But one is a spray that didn't work.
Okay, see? Yeah, Daniel said I was supposed to spray it.
So two?
And then he turns around.
So you did too.
See? I told you guys.
Steve-o.
Thank you for at least believing me now that there's proof, because it's not really belief in me. Blessed are those who do not see.
You destroyed our studio.
My words.
And now you're using a Bible verse to justify that.
Yeah,
fact.
I'm a Christian, man. That's what they do.
Mm. Not the real ones.
Thank you.
Oh, I agree. Guys, I can only apologize 1,700 times. I'm sorry.
No, we get it. We know your apologies aren't worth anything.
Okay.
And we know that you don't read bottles.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead. See, this is it. I can't do anything about the other person. I just have to accept your anger.
That's right.
That's cool.
Accept it.
Stewing it like the poopy smells in here.
There you go.
We got to take a break. Quality Tam Tuesday kicks off 9 o'clock. Also coming up, we have James Mead from Cutlass.
Right around the corner.
You're listening to The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning. Welcome to the program, everybody. How you doing out there? 903.
High today of 94 degrees. Traffic. Are we Facebook Live on yours?
Yes. Facebook Live right now.
We had an accident earlier at 25 and 40. The big eye, it looks like it's been cleared. But we've got another kind of train wreck in this studio. Its name is Tam.
Yeah!
Welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Hey.
So Tam... You're testing for the smell in the stew. How is it?
Well, I heard all of these terrible rumors that it was just going to be disgusting when I walked in here.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys were doing this morning, but clearly one of my 1 minute in Tam's head was right.
Mm.
If you guys were listening back a while back.
Yeah.
But it smells great in here.
See, oh, for thank those, you.
That's because we killed it with everything.
There's a huge fan going.
With chemicals.
It's a combination of orange... Old Spice body spray and disinfectant.
This is such a...
Whoa, Dex.
It's such a funny visual. Steve-O has a little orange peel.
On my spit
guard.
His pop
scream thing. Do you have one too, Dex?
Well, yeah.
That's
He just keeps putting it up to his nostrils. Mm-hmm. I just keep mine on this because I don't want to, you know.
Nothing.
The sweet promise of revenge.
Yeah, Teo's like angry.
Smells good.
Are we allowed to take the time to explain to me what happened?
Okay, here's what happened. When we went off air, we took a break, and I ran to the potty because we drink a lot of water and coffee in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I gotta pee. So I race over there. I'm coming back because, you know, Star 88's on in the bathroom so I can hear.
Oh, right.
And I hear the song ending and I realize, wait, we're on a delay, which means if the song's ending, uh-oh, chances are it's already live. So I'm running back and the guys are already live on the air. And Daniel goes, wait, take this. And I'm like, what is it? And he goes, don't worry about it. Just take it and just spray it like two or three times. And I said, no, what is it? And he said, it just, you know, it smells like fart. But it's okay because you were just in the bathroom. It'll be hilarious. So me being an idiot, I will totally, I am the fool. Me being a complete moron.
He speaks the truth. Speaking the truth.
I came in here and we're doing a break and I kind of put it over here because I'm like, we're on the air and I'm like, how am I going to, like, do I really want to do this? How am I going to introduce this?
No.
You know what? Whatever.
There's no good way.
Because, hey, we're three boys in here.
Yeah, you are.
It sometimes smells like boy.
Oh.
Things happen.
More than that.
You know what I mean? And so that's, since it's I was like,
it smells like poo.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, that's happened before. It's no big deal. This did not.
It smells like hiney.
Yeah. I spritzed and it didn't work. And so I full on spray. Yeah. And Teo saw me and he said, what did you just spray? And I went, oh! And I sprayed again. Sprayed
smells
again.
Like bacon to me.
So two sprays of this. Just two little squirts.
Ew.
Wink, wink.
Steve-O sprayed fart spray in the studio for those of you who are joining me on Facebook Live right now.
And essentially,
Should I go Facebook Live?
Have you ever been around like a toddler that's teething and it's like saliva and it's just blowout? You know what I mean? And it's like diaper change needed?
Yeah, I do.
Imagine that. And then imagine trying to change it and accidentally dropping it face down on the carpet and rubbing it in.
Mm. Ew.
And trying to clean that and then losing your breakfast on it.
Just one more time. Tell everybody on my Facebook.
That's exactly what it smelled like.
What you did.
I am ashamed.
Yep.
I played the part of the fool.
Yep.
Daniel gave me a spray and told me to go for it. And I went for it. And it...
That's disgusting. Seriously...
I had to do the whole break afterwards like this and just tried to smell me. Because I thought I was going to lose it.
Disgusting.
I really did.
Because I was trying to think what's going to happen? My gag reflex thing is going to happen, and I don't know. I didn't know if I was going to throw up. I didn't know if I was going to have a hard time.
I wish you would have thrown up.
But I have been. You know, my allergies were pretty crazy, and they settled in my chest, and now I have this cold thingy. So it is harder to smell things. But although it is harder to smell things or taste things, I can smell disgusting things. Mm. So if it smells bad.
And you can smell disgusting.
If I can smell disgusting things, because I'm like, oh, what is that smell? Ew, what is that? And I'm like, if I can't smell anything else, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like, if I can't smell anything else, how come I can smell this?
Tam was on American Idol one time.
Unbelievable.
She was. I recognize
American
her.
Idol.
This is hey, guys, I've got some sad news.
Oh, no.
You're not on American Idol anymore.
You didn't win.
No, right. I didn't win American Idol, but that's not the sad news.
What is?
You guys remember... That Ricky, you know, MMA.
Ricky Cottonsteady.
MMA Ricky, man.
Yeah, Ricky Cottonsteady, our buddy.
He asked me to sing the national anthem.
He sure did.
He asked me because I've sung it before, and what a blessing it was to do so. It was wonderful. I've done it a couple times, it's been good. And then, he asked me again.
Yes, he did.
He said, Tam, can you sing the national anthem?
Again.
And I said, I'm going to get back to you. I'm going to check. I'm going to see.
Mm. By the time you got back to him, he had already replaced you.
No.
Oh.
I had to give him the sad news that I'm
no longer a good singer.
I'm capped.
You're
capped on my time.
You're Captain America?
What does that mean?
I'm team capped.
What does it mean that you're capped?
No, I'm capped on my time off for the weekends. I can still take as much time off as I want during the week.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
So you told him you could do it, and now you can't?
No, I said I would check, and I checked, and I can't.
Okay.
No, I think what happened is Ricky found your old YouTube video, and he decided you probably shouldn't do it.
This is the video that you made up. I remember this video.
Who say can you see butterflies?
Okay.
And that is me
that's
sick.
That's you with your allergies. That's okay.
I don't know about that, Tam.
It's totally okay, Tam. Everybody gets sick. Everybody hurts. Everybody.
But I'm so sad because last time I sang the national anthem, I was literally right there. Spit flew in my face. That's how close I was.
Gross. People spit on you?
No, I was the sweat.
Why did they
spit
on you?
And everything was just boom. It was right there.
Not very patriotic, Tam.
It was amazing.
Not very patriotic.
I'm really sorry about it. And he was like, no worries, thanks. I'm like, great, he's never going to call me again.
Hey, speaking of patriotic.
What's that?
Are you stoked about Freedom Celebration?
I am stoked about Freedom Celebration. I actually have a family reunion the morning of.
Mm.
How are you going to handle that?
You know, I'm going to go to it.
With grace and poise is the
and
right answer.
Also, I'm going to need you guys' advice because my aunt told me something last night. Aunt
What'd
Cherie.
She say?
Aunt Cherie said something that was a little disturbing last night.
What was that?
Red Rum!
She said that she
You're like, who are you?
She thinks like, it's a Red good... she thinks it's going to be a good idea to go to the cemetery and take pictures.
Okay, Aunt Cherie is...
Aunt Cherie is... She wants to put him in the photo book. It's like a new hobby thing because she's all into this genealogy thing and she like knows whose family history was what. And so I'm seeing Dex is shaking his head.
Not a good idea.
You think it's a bad idea?
I don't know.
What if Aunt Cherie was listening right now, what would we tell her?
Well, let me ask you this, Tam. You want to go hang out at the cemetery?
Yeah, that's weird.
Because that's what you just
said. That's essentially what you just said.
I am simply the messenger. I was concerned when she mentioned it last night. She said, it's going to be like my new hobby. Just go to the cemetery, take some pictures of the headstones.
Really?
And put them in the books.
Somebody just asked me if they could meet us at Freedom Celebration.
Yeah, totally. We're actually going to be doing the morning invasion.
Oh, okay.
It's the evening invasion.
Evening invasion.
Yeah, we're going to be rocking it. Couple hours.
What time are you guys going
to
be there?
4 to 6. We'll be doing the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a rehearsal. So we'll be there a little bit before that and stuff. So we'll see you guys either way.
Yeah, sweet. Obviously.
Well, it is Quality Tam Tuesday.
Quality.
Tam hangs out with us for an hour, tells stories.
Everybody gets realistic expectations afterward.
Very funny.
It's also New Music Tuesday, so you get to tell us what you think about all the new music.
Excellent. I can't wait. So I haven't heard anything. No offense, but I haven't been listening at all.
I want your honest opinion of this song. We're not going to say anything about it. This is Becca Shea's new song. It's called Mighty.
Give it to me.
All right. 585 Live. You can text us. Mighty. He's stronger than the bravest warrior. Becca Shea.
Yeah.
Mighty. New Music Tuesday. We want your feedback. 585 Live, or you can go to facebook.com/star88FM. What are they saying about it, Tao?
It's kind of mixed reaction right now, but I want to know what Tam thinks. Tam?
All right, I got to have a couple things to say about this. One, girl can sing. I think she sounds beautiful.
Beautiful.
Two, she sounds a ton like Rachel Lampa back in the day. You guys remember Rachel Lampa?
Yes, dude.
So she's got that thing going on with her. So maybe it's Rachel Lampa. She probably just changed her name.
No.
To Becca.
It's not.
Yeah. Okay, it's wrong. It's not the
truth. Totally wrong. Side note, before she produced, or this record came out,
okay,
her and her husband did this baby announcement video that went viral, where they redid a Meghan Trainor song with different lyrics.
Right.
She's a big Meghan Trainor.
Which was my third point is you can tell who her inspiration is, clearly.
Dex, will you look up?
It's pouring through.
I'll be all right in our system.
Is that her?
Yes.
So, oh, guys, she's so pretty.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, now I like her because she's pretty. Popularity.
No, she's so pretty already.
I'll be all right.
We need to call James Mead.
You're crying shoulder.
Should be in there.
He needs me.
Yeah, there it is. Guys, this is the other single that we're talking about when I say it sounds just like Meghan Trainor.
This is the same song. Didn't we just play this?
We just played it.
Listen.
Oh my gosh, it's the exact same song.
Wait till the chorus. What was the big Meghan Trainor song?
Because you know I'm all about that bass.
That's
about
it.
That bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass. Huh. About that bass. No trouble.
So, a lot of comparison.
That's
there.
Good.
I do
That's
think good. The new single sounds a little original.
Yeah. We had multiple people on the live line say Christina Aguilera actually for this single.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like Christina.
Yeah.
The first one you listen to is the new single.
Not as like a...
Three people now. Three people said, is that Christina Aguilera? Yeah, is that Christina
Aguilera?
She can
sing, though.
Christina has a little more of a harsh sound.
Christina Aguilera, ? Yeah, that's not a bad thing. It's like, we're comparing her to one of the greatest, vocalists right now.
So, I mean, she's got something going for her.
Becca Shea can sing. Don't get me wrong. She can sing.
That girl can sing.
We just want her to have her own voice.
That boy can sing!
That boy.
Stephen Christian asked me...
Don't bring him into this.
We don't talk about him.
You guys angry?
He was supposed to come to the studio this morning.
He got chickened out.
Being a baby.
He totally rock starred us.
Did he?
He did.
He was like, I heard there's smells in here. And
I can't go.
He said, every other band is making like it's 2002, so I need to call my brothers and see what's up.
Oh my gosh.
I just coughed so much. I'm so happy we got that on live
And speaking of sick people, can I call James?
Okay, I got to tell you this.
Yes.
Okay.
I told him 9 o'clock, and it's 9:17.
Ooh.
And so, time to
get it how done, embarrassing. Man. You should wait till 9:19. Who's James?
James is the lead guitar player for a band called Cutlass.
Oh,
he's
cool.
He's been with the band since its inception.
Yeah.
And we are premiering a new single this morning for New Music Tuesday, and Cutlass has some really cool news.
Jamesy
boy.
No way! Sorry, I also just got a text from a really
Jamie,
great dude.
Jamesy.
What's up, James?
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Good morning, James. Hey. Good morning.
Hey, buddies.
Hi.
So that you know, in studio, you've got Tam, Dex,
hi.
And then, of course, my boy Matt Lott over there, also known as Teo.
Hello, hey, everybody.
I was the one singing your theme song when you answered.
Yeah.
I can pretty much only hear your voice, by the way.
Oh, here, hold on.
Thank you for that.
There you
boom.
Go.
Oh, no.
There you go.
How about now?
Oh, is I hear better? Everybody.
Yeah.
Oh,
look at that. Yeah. That's good, man. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad we got this arranged, brother.
I know. Early this morning, because it is New Music Tuesday, we premiere songs every Tuesday, and listeners can go online to facebook.com/star88fm if they want to vote on the songs. But we premiered the brand new Cutlass single today, Mirror. And so, of course,
cool.
we want to talk about that. But also, I was really stoked because you guys have a lot going on right now.
Man, we really do. We have a lot going on right now. Let's talk about that.
Yes, please.
Mm. In 2012, we started this nonprofit organization called End of the Age Ministries, which is EOTAministries.com for any listeners who want to check that out, please. So we were in a season of our lives as a band where we were just praying that the Lord would renew our vision, you know, because we had done tours all over the country and honestly all over the world. And we'd been on big stages and little stages, you know, 12,000 people or 12 people,
right?
You know, night after night. And we had done all this really cool stuff and we felt like we had, you know, achieved a lot in our career. But there was sort of this, like, shallow emptiness to just standing on stage and getting cheered at.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just praying, like, Lord, if that's all that this is about right now, I just want to go home. I don't want to do this anymore because it's not absolutely glorifying you and absolutely surrendering my position to be entirely yours.
Yeah.
So we just started praying about that and asked the Lord to renew our vision as a band. And, He really gave us this gift of EOTA Ministries. So, in a nutshell, what it is it exists to facilitate Cutlass doing large-scale evangelical outreach events for free to the public, and that's why we became a nonprofit entity, because to filter all of that fundraising through that in order to make the event free, that was the best way to do it. We also developed a app that is called Respond with an exclamation point. And we just launched version 2.0 the other night live at our concert on Sunday night. And the app is actually meant to integrate with the concert itself live at the event and then be an ongoing resource for people to use in the years afterwards, because we built this discipleship course into it. So our hope is that new believers at a concert will download the app, and we're working on a bunch of really state-of-the-art, cutting-edge technology that's going to be added into it soon, where it will actually interact with our show live. But the response to the salvation prayer and the gospel presentation and everything happens all within the app. So from that point on, we want people to get connected via common interest groups. Like, you know, let's say you're into skateboarding or whatever. You can build your profile in the app and pick, like, your special interests and meet up with people like, hey, I'm going to go skate. Let's go skate. And get a burger afterwards and we'll talk about this week's topic. Because the discipleship course is a 52-week, you know, for 1 week, for a whole year. It's 52 topics that people can talk about that facilitate real, like, discipleship, you know?
Right. Hmm.
So that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to come in, do these outreach concerts, and be the ones ourselves from stage to preach the gospel right within the music itself. Like, we never stop. We don't invite a speaker out. We don't invite so-and-so pastor from, you know, Papua New Guinea who's got an amazing story to tell you. All those people are amazing, and we love them. But we felt really called to be the ones to preach ourselves. So we have integrated this gospel message right into our show itself. And our singer, John Micah, who's just such an awesome dude, is like such a gifted speaker and preacher. And so it happens all right within the music itself. We never stop. And we've already got the crowd entirely engaged, because that's what we do as a band, you know? Like, right. We spend an hour and a half on stage trying to get people connected and emotionally invested. So we utilize that moment to really share what God is doing in that moment with them. Mm-hmm. And we've seen incredible response. About 500 people got saved the other night.
Wow. Dude, yeah.
Amazing. So
here's what's amazing is the fact that you'll have the ability to take the band out and offer free shows, essentially. Because as we've seen, you know, we're a nonprofit radio station, and it's difficult to put on free stuff, because even though it's free for the audience, there's generally a cost associated with that. I mean, we were talking the other night, you and I, about this Ukraine trip. Talk a little bit about what's going to be going into that, because, I mean, man, it's a huge adventure. And, you know, free for a country, but not free for the band necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And in that regard, we're kind of stepping out in faith for this Ukraine trip. Last year, we got invited by a ministry called Pulse Ministries, and they brought us to Ukraine with them. And we were simply, quote-unquote, asked to be the band that was on the tour with them. And we literally just had the most incredible experience. It was by far the most impactful trip I've ever been a part of. And upon getting to Ukraine and being received by the people there, we really just felt welcomed as brothers and as family. And all six of the shows last year were completely packed out, and several thousand people outside at most of the venues who couldn't get in. So we felt this opportunity and frankly an advantage to go back over there, because it was so successful last year. We felt this opportunity to go back, and so this year a neighboring country to the north of them called Belarus, which is actually still a communist country, their government invited us to come play, and we're doing a free show in Brest, Belarus, and then the next day, we're playing in Kiev, Ukraine, which is the capital of Ukraine. And we've been asked to perform at the historic Maidan Square, which is actually the site of the revolution and massacre in 2014.
Whoa.
About 250 people were killed there during a revolution when their president fled the country and ruined their economy. And we've been asked by the mayor of Kiev to be the first event that has happened there since that tragedy. So in his words, he wanted the people of his country to have something to celebrate there again.
Wow.
And so we're doing this outreach concert in Maidan Square, which holds 300,000 people, by the way.
Oh, my God.
No way.
So,
and then 10 other cities throughout all of Ukraine. And all of those cities are super excited, and they're expecting probably 20 to 30,000 people at each of these events.
James, that's
incredible. And that's going to be entirely free.
Just to be able to offer that, it's fantastic. Obviously, being able to like watch you through your career has been phenomenal, and so stoked at this new adventure, man. Where can people find more information about your new nonprofit organization and ministry?
Yeah, you can follow us on social media, EOTA Ministries, or go to EOTAministries.com and learn more about just our journey in developing all this and what we're doing. On Sunday night, we actually live streamed our concert on Facebook to our Facebook page. So if you go to facebook.com/cutlass, you can watch that concert right now.
Nice.
And kind of catch the experience. Yeah, we had like 40,000 people logged on watching. Oh. It was crazy.
That's just a few more than this morning's Facebook live session on
just
the show.
Just a few more. Right.
Hey, Shout out to the 37. That,
yeah. Question for you. Is Drew Porter still playing with you guys?
Dude, Drew is the best, and Drew is still the drummer of Cutler.
Good. Tell him Matt from Freshman 15 says hello.
What? Are you serious?
Dude, we were actually just talking about you the other day.
That's incredible.
We love you, man.
That's incredible.
That's cool.
Ah, miss you, man. Next stop,
miss you.
Albuquerque. After the Ukraine, in the world, then
well,
maybe
that's the thing. That's the thing. If people come along and help us do this, because we do need to raise funds. Like,
right.
I want to camp out primarily on just the awe and the glory of what God is doing, because it's amazing. But there, like you said, there are some logistics behind the scenes that we desperately need help with.
Yeah.
So we need a donor family to come around us and believe in this with us. But we want to hit the ground running when we get back from Ukraine and do basically a tour like this, potentially twice a year, and then room for another once-a-year trip over to Eastern Europe again. But we want to hit the ground running and hit up like a West Coast tour, which would probably extend into Albuquerque.
That would be awesome.
Please help us come. It would be amazing, and we want to do outreach in your community.
Thank you, James.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that would be amazing. All right, man.
Woo.
It was really good catching up.
Yeah.
It was really good catching up.
James,
I love you.
Thanks for
I'm
going to
call you off the show, too, because I just miss your face and your voice.
So nice.
Yes.
Feel the need for me.
Thanks, bud. Have a good day.
Bye, James.
Have a good day.
All right,
okay,
man.
Bye.
Love him.
Dude, they're doing a lot of stuff.
I guess. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the podcast. I was dancing on it.
Yeah, I got it on film. All of it, actually. Dex has got some moves you ain't never seen.
I was like, oh, yeah?
I mean, it just felt right. Like, you just knew.
That was James Mead from Cutlass. We're actually going to premiere his new song coming up here.
Right
around the corner.
Yes, New Music Tuesday. Tam is here as well.
Quality.
Hang out with us. We'll be back.
Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo. Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton is set to clinch the nomination, and she's already talking about trying to make peace with Bernie Sanders.
I'm going to do everything I can to reach out to try to unify the Democratic Party.
The U.S. Supreme Court lets a class action lawsuit against Google keep going.
The 2008 lawsuit accused Google of violating California's fair advertising laws because it misled advertisers about where the ads would be placed.
Playwright Peter Schaefer has died, known for hits including Equus and Amadeus, which was turned into an Oscar-winning movie.
The mother of the boy who fell into the gorilla enclosure and was dragged around by the primate will not be charged.
Third tropical storm, Colin, headed for Florida's Gulf Coast.
Could intensify a little bit further. We'll keep a close watch on it.
The worst flooding in three decades hits Paris. The Seine has burst its banks. An emergency fund is being set up for those who've lost everything.
High-level talks between the U.S. and China open in Beijing.
The annual conversations feature U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Do not allow old thinking.
Treasury Secretary Jack Lew and their Chinese counterparts.
Hello. 940.
High today of 94 degrees. Traffic.
No accidents showing up on our map. You guys are having a great time and doing a great job this morning. That's your look at traffic.
It's New Music Tuesday, and it's also Quality Tam Tuesday.
Guys, before we go any further, I need you to play the apology music. It's called Sad Eyes.
Mm-mm, no.
Play it.
Nope.
It's called Sad Eyes?
Sad Eyes.
No.
Play it, please.
No. Play mine first. Dex, play my...
I can't find it. I got too many things over here.
Bling.
This is not happening, Teo.
You're supposed to be playing mine first. Don't listen to Teo.
Dex, there you go. I want to issue a public apology to my friend Steve-O. because though he willfully committed a heinous act of treason, I did get mad. And I threatened him.
You did?
I threatened him with
I thought that was radio funny.
With repercussions.
He did, dude.
And I've decided not to.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I'm above that.
I was terrified for our car ride over to the photo shoot, thinking, I'm going to throw up while driving and we're going
to
die.
Wait, we have to go somewhere for the photo shoot? Oh, I'm doing something to your car.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Apology rescinded.
Wait,
can we take that music out?
Yeah, you can go back.
Take that music out. Now play mine. Okay. Apology's over. Right. Quality Tam.
It is Quality Tam Tuesday.
Dude. Oh, before you
speak. That's Tamra right
there.
This
is my theme song right here.
Dude, can you hear my throat? I think it's because I scream too much.
Yeah.
No.
I'm losing my voice.
No.
Are you singing this weekend?
You need to let it go. You need to let it go. Oh,
no. Wait, are you singing that to Mateo? Because he needs to let it go.
No. Tam.
Are you singing this weekend?
I'm not.
You want to sing with me?
I'd love to, from Rhode Island.
You're going to Rhode Island?
True story.
What you going there for?
Going on vacation.
Boo.
Accounting told me I need to take more time off. So then I did. And then...
You're the worst.
Now I can't sing at the MMA fights.
Okay.
Oh, that's this weekend?
My name is No. My sign is No.
You're a pretty good singer.
You're sounding good, Tam.
Yeah, it sounds really good when I'm...
You
like
sound
that.
Like that girl from Battle Drums.
Oh, dude.
Tam. Oh, my gosh. I got to talk to you about something.
All right. Let's hear it. Timmy, shout out to the tribe.
So, Steve-O and I are both quasi-members of Battle Drums, okay. I guess, since we're at Knob Hill.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The Black Sheep Campus.
Yes, we are.
No, it's not at all.
That's not true.
But I wanted to know why the band picture was just you, Steven, and Ryan
mm-hmm.
for Freedom Celebration.
Mm, that's true. I haven't seen the picture.
Oh, I have. It's been all over everything. It's on billboards, on social media. It's you know, it's kind of everywhere. So I was just wondering. I mean, why?
I've been hiding under
Tam,
a rock.
Like
yeah,
I get,
no.
I get Steven.
Mm-hmm.
I even get
the
Ryan Wiley
because
he's a man. But Tam is a woman, and so what's up?
One, I didn't even know there's billboards or whatever that is out there. I haven't seen anything yet.
There's not. I'm kidding. But what's up?
I think maybe just because. You know, we're the three employees that work here.
Mm-hmm.
Although you guys do
work here.
We
work here too, Steve.
Yeah,
you do.
That's true.
You
do
work
we
here.
Still work? Absolutely. I thought
you
we
absolutely
did. I mean,
work
maybe
here.
We don't.
And you matter. And everyone
mm-hmm.
on the team
well,
matters.
I mean, there's part of
sure. everybody
part
matters.
Of that sentence that's
sure,
almost,
sure, sure.
I'm Matt.
Everybody,
I don't know about that last part. Yeah.
You matter. You do. Matt matters.
Made of matter.
I think that's what it is, just because we're putting in
I'm totally kidding.
Deadly hours.
The picture actually looked really good, and that's what I wanted to tell you.
Which picture?
I don't
okay,
know.
That's
I saw,
cool.
I saw some promo picture for Battle Drums, and it looked really great, and I thought it was solid.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And I'm very excited because I know you guys shot a video recently, and it was all in silhouette style,
mm.
and I thought that was excellent.
Mm.
So I'm just really excited about
it. Are you talking about the Buy Your Stripes video?
You're talking about how you don't know if I'm being sarcastic or if I'm being honest or what.
Here's the thing. I think that there is some truth to what you're saying. I think you're hurting a little bit deep down inside.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
What's now bothering you, Precious?
Now you're projecting. That's what that's called. Thanks, yeah. Psychologist.
Because usually all jokes come from somewhere deeper.
Is this a joke?
So, no. But seriously, though, was it a cool video? You hated the video.
No, I thought it was good.
Oh, okay.
And I'm excited about Battle Drums being at Freedom Celebration.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
Good times.
Hey, guys, what do I wear?
Clothes.
What do you want me to wear?
Sackcloth.
I don't want to be in this conversation.
Should I be wearing red, white, and blue?
Oh, yep. Yeah,
American
yeah,
flag. American flag outfit.
Should I take an American flag and give it to David's wife? I mean, Daniel's wife.
Who?
I was thinking about David.
Is he
Daniel's
more?
Wife. And then she could, like, make me a dress of the American flag.
Right.
Did you just forget who he was?
No, I was thinking of my friend David because I'm recording today. And so David's the producer that I'm recording with.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. My mind was just running 100 miles an hour.
Cool
today
story,
is
bro.
New Music Tuesday.
Yes
it
we
is.
We just talked to our buddy James.
Just talked to
this
him.
This is the song that he wrote. Kind of talking about how when we hold scripture up to our own selves, it's, you know, like it's kind of a mirror. And if we see smudges and we don't wipe those smudges away, we don't do the work,
boom.
Then that's our own fault.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so, I like that.
Yeah, we premiere for you today, Mirror from Cutlass. You can go to our Facebook, tell us what you think about it.
585 Live, the live line's open. Just sing, Tam. Just sing. Come on.
I could hold the pain inside, but my reflection. I don't want to forget.
That's the latest from Cutlass. Mirror. New Music Tuesday on Star 88. Feedback. That's what we want from you, Starmy. Feedback. What do you think? Should we add it? Do you want to hear this more? Tam?
I was... My breath was clearly taken away. Just kidding. I was eating a burrito. I love the words.
What's
it's a chill song.
What's it about?
It's just about looking in the
question.
Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
When he wants to... Teo, do not look at me with a face of discouragement and judgmental
attitude.
No, it was
an eye roll.
It, I liked it.
Good.
I think what he's presenting to people is a really important message because our world is going to go down a serious spiral if we don't. And we're going to just spiral down. It is. It's a personal thing. Mm-hmm. Pull the plank out of your own dang eye. Before you go and pull it out of someone else's.
You're good at making stuff up.
No, yeah. I'm not.
That's not what it's about
at
all.
You are pretty solid.
That's what I'm saying.
Pretty solid.
Looking at yourself in the mirror.
You totally just defaulted on Christian message. Like,
I got serious.
I mean, the world's going down the tubes.
It,
we
no.
don't make changes. That's what's going to happen.
It's true. Right. He has found the root issue of what it is, and it's look in the dang mirror. That's the root issue of everything. Look in the mirror and figure it out and clear up your own junk.
Yes. You know, a lot of our listeners are actually liking this song.
It's not bad.
We're getting
and
like,
they know what I'm saying is true, too. Go ahead. Messages. Type that in.
No one
text
has said
lines.
That.
Type that in, please. Wait, let them know.
No.
The truth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
New Music Tuesday. There you go. Wrapping up the morning invasion.
No.
Music Tuesday.
Here's a good question, and this might be for administration here at Calvary. Check it out. Quick question, guys. Calvary has a big parking lot.
Yeah.
Do you think there'd be an issue with me taking my younger brother there so I could give him driving lessons?
Oh, that's definitely not something you ask us.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
you know what, though? Like,
that's actually a good idea if it's empty.
Well, the parking lot is big, but there's also a lot of there are a lot of little islands with trees and stuff. So there's not a ton of open space.
I know the perfect place to go.
Hoffmantown.
No, go up to the pavilion. Go up to the pavilion. All the parking up there? Yeah.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
I learned
nobody
in Hoffmantown's parking lot how to drive a stick shift.
Did you
that's
really?
That's awesome.
I did.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Damn, I'm
also
proud
hit a,
of you.
I hit a
that's
curb.
That's awesome.
But
that's
I did awesome. Okay.
You still eating that burrito over there?
No, it's gone.
I hear it.
It's down. It's all gone.
It's kind of like how our world's just going down.
Here we go. Listen to you.
Like if we don't make
a
change.
It's legit. It was a legit point. It's the root
totally,
of the cause,
you know
and
what,
that's what the song's about.
I think it is a legit point when you're talking about whatever you were talking
it's real.
About.
You're right. I was talking about it. That's you're true. Right. Don't make me use my new kickboxing moves on you, because I will do it.
Oh, yeah.
You got some cool moves.
That's been, you've been going to the gym.
You got
to
update.
I have been, and I've been going regularly.
Have you been hearing about my Jimbo?
And last night, no, I haven't.
Desert Forge closed down.
Yeah.
Oh, I did hear that.
So
Jim closed down. He's been in Jimbo.
Jimbo.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing now for your
he's going
for
to the
your
bear.
Ladylike physique?
Going to the bear.
Wow.
What's the bear? Going. Oh, the little canyon thingamajigger?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you run up the little, there's like a dam that's there?
Mm-hmm. Getting the bear.
You need to do that.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Have you ever seen that? We need to show you that. It's pretty awesome.
No, I just started going to a different gym called Bear Canyon.
Oh, well, right around the corner from Bear Canyon, that's where it is.
But I think that's an area of town. Bear Canyon is like a... I didn't realize that, but that's like a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. It's where all the bears are at.
Is it?
That's actually why they call
it
that.
Where that bear came from?
No.
They say that it came down from the mountains and that it decided to come through the arroyo. That's where the bear came from.
Are you playing video games?
No, dude. To be fair, I was playing video games during the break, and then
Steve-O is doing really important stuff, and quit bothering.
Stop it!
Well, I'm trying to stop it.
Tam, did you want to talk about anything before we get out of here, or should we hit headlines? Do you have anything you want to ask us?
Nothing of importance.
I actually have a bone to pick with Steve-O.
Oh, cool.
So, I got my phone was blowing up. Oh my gosh, this
Pause.
Is so great!
If you hurt his feelings, then I get to kick you out of the studio.
That's true.
But you can do retaliation games with
We're
him.
We're friends.
Yeah, like best friends. He has like full authority to always do that.
That's fine.
I wanted to kick my own face in this morning.
Okay,
because it smelled so bad.
All right,
in
now
here.
Go ahead.
I got these text messages and a couple, you know, people who were on campus who were also listening to the show. the day that the Steve was gone. Mm-hmm. And they said, who was that adorable kid you guys had on air? He was adorable.
Oh,
and
the socialist?
And the main thing they said was they love the fact that he stumped the adults in the room. Really? That was what it was. But then, when I was listening to the radio, it was so crazy. I was like, no,
you know,
it's not Steve-O. Clearly it's not Steve-O, because he said on air, when I heard him with my own ears and also got text messages about it, when he said, oh yeah, that kid that was on air who wants to become president, who doesn't know anything about presidents.
We were in the car in Ruidoso.
That's a lie.
He asked a question and Chrissy literally looked at me and said, Secretary of Defense.
Woo!
And everybody was going, this, that. And then he finally went, Secretary of Defense. And she's driving and she goes, just put her hand up for a high five. Like, she didn't even say anything. She goes, this is very basic. And I'm like,
finally,
you're the
someone
principal
who knows.
Of a school, bro.
And that's the point.
You're the principal of a school. You're supposed to know these things.
That's absolutely
but
true.
My 10 and 12-year-old in the back were like,
did
yep.
Do they know
like,
the answer?
Yeah. Jack knew, Secretary of Defense. Right, yeah.
Secretary Excellent.
I think, here's why I think it is. And here's why I think kids stump grown-ups regularly. Kids are in school literally learning this right now. Like, hey, guess what I learned in social studies today? Well, I probably won't remember because it's been about 20 years. But tell me.
Let's not be shy.
Okay. When you're 30, let me know the answer, okay? Oh, you don't know it? Cool.
I'm sure he'll know it. Little Mateo
but also
will
too,
know.
He will probably
you could
know
get
it.
You could get a little another 10-year-old and they would have no clue because some kids just don't click with U.S. history.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
I got you.
Anyway, it turns out it
I'm
was
all
a
about
hit.
It. If it wasn't for the Alamo, we wouldn't have the United States.
That's
right.
Am I right?
That's right, man.
That's what I learned.
Righto.
I almost made a communist joke about that poor little kid.
You said
some kids just don't click with U.S. history, and I almost said, well, that kid was clicking with Russian history, yeah. But I didn't do it, and I'm sorry.
Man.
I think maybe that was adult encourage. Maybe that's why he wants to vote for Bernie. I don't know. Maybe he hasn't done his homework.
Maybe he has done his homework.
Maybe,
yeah, maybe he knows something.
Maybe
that
we're
we
in
don't.
Trouble.
No, we're definitely in trouble. Are you kidding me?
And Bernie Sanders is a quote, what democratic socialist, not a
Bernie?
Communist. I'm just
here's
that's
how
right.
I know we're in trouble
what
because
happened to Bernie? Where is Bernie?
This generation
in California
that's coming up that's voting, they aren't leaning on their expertise or knowledge or even their research or studying. They're leaning on
rage.
On either that's hilarious mm-hmm. you use that word. Mm-hmm. Because just yesterday we were talking about the Prophets of Rage. It's a brand new band that features Chuck D. From Public Enemy, Be Real from Cypress Hill, and basically the backing band of Rage Against the Machine. They see what's happening on and they're going, dude, we got to change this. And I was thinking, wow, they're going to come out because they were always like kind of anti-government, anti-whatever. And, uh-huh. and they said these things. Well, then we watched this video with Chuck D and the guys and they're going, well, on one hand, you've got this demagogue, racist, blah, 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 and just go off on Donald Trump. And then they go, and then you've got this really sweet old guy who, you know what I mean? But and it's like, neither of them are qualified, but it's like, well, we can obviously tell where you line mm-hmm. up. And then they essentially stumped for Hillary Clinton. As they're talking about how the system is broken, I'm like, no, it's broken because if you're supposed to be like trying to change the system, you're literally just spitting.
Let's redefine the word neutral.
Jargon from Hillary camp. You know, and it's like, that's not redefining or reshaping anything, but this next generation is going to eat that up and go,
eat it
oh
up.
No, bro, changing the straight game.
That's
Let's
true.
Vote for Hillary. I'm like, what? That's not. She's still like leading the Democratic nomination. You know, like.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're done with the show.
Wow. Go vote primaries today,
done.
Guys.
Go vote.
Oh yeah, vote.
Get your primary on because it totally doesn't matter.
Make
Woo!
That decision.
Yes.
Totally.
We want to thank Quality Tam for coming in.
Very much.
Tuesdays,
thanks,
throwing down.
Thanks for that.
I apologize Tuesday. For the 17th time. I'm
okay,
sorry, guys.
Okay.
I still am getting
Your
lightheaded.
Your sins have been separated as far from the east as from the west.
Oh, that's right,
yes. That's a far, far road.
That's right.
Really far.
If you missed any of the show today, hit the podcast. It'll be up at iTunes and Google Play and at star88.fm. We love you guys so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Love you.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.